Good morning, and welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yes, it is. Well, many things to cover on today's journey. Got a lot of Golden Globes talk. Comedian Jeff Ross, Rachel's never heard of. And I never heard of either, quite honestly, before he was sucked into my vortex many, many years ago by the Man Show crowd. We got a gal from 24 coming in here, Steve-O. We're going to call and find out what's going on with him and Nicole Richie. Ozzy's got a movie review. It's exciting. Ozzy called me at 10 o'clock last night, and he did this one. You know the one where you call somebody and you decide you don't get them and you decide not to leave a message, but then they see that you called and decide to call you back and ask you what you would have said if you'd left the message? I can't decide. I can't, through my own volition, just decide, Mom, I don't have anything to say. They have to then call you and put you on the spot. You called. Yeah. Well, you hung up. What were you going to say? I was just going to shout the N-word and hang up. You want me to do that now, or are we cool? Like, I don't like that. I miss the days when you could decide at the last moment not to squeeze the trigger. You call, you have some choice words, or you have a message, whatever it is, good, bad, or indifferent, but you could call somebody and go, it's just, I'm not feeling it. I'm going to say something stupid, or this wasn't necessary. I'm just going to hang up. But they have to call you back now and ask you what you were going to say. The fact that you hung up, that's not enough for them? By the way, when I find out that someone hung up and didn't leave me a message, I look at it as, whew, dodge a bullet.
Either way, and I love when I get the voicemail. When I call, you know, because it's a labor to talk on the phone for me. I hate talking on the phone.
Yeah, but what about that voicemail? That then necessitates you returning their phone call for no reason. I like this. Like, when people tell me, I find out somebody got married and I didn't get invited, and it's a little uncomfortable. That'll happen every once in a while. You're with a group of people. You have some of the same friends. Someone says, oh, it's your wedding. You're really cutting a rug. And then somebody notices that you didn't get invited to the wedding. And there's that weird sort of, you know, we're doing it at my grandfather's ranch. We only had so much room. And I was like, listen, you don't understand. This is the best day of my life, you not dropping that invitation in the mail. That whole part where, especially the ones where you got to get on an airplane or you got to go do something, saved a couple hundred bucks worth of present, all that stuff. Arguments with the wife. She wants to go. I don't want to go. When should we do it? All that. Awesome. Like, I don't want to offend them. Usually I go on too long. It feels like overcompensation. But I'm always happy when I don't get invited to something.
Absolutely. Listen, talking on the phone, you know, going to weddings, all of this in my book takes away from time on the couch watching TV.
Yeah.
With my dear friend TV. That's who I want to devote as much time to as
and
possible.
And Steeler talk. And Steeler thought. What are the Steelers doing?
Yes.
What's Jerome Bettis doing right now?
Well, I love it. The TV always will let me know. That's why TV's my dear friend. The TV asks nothing of me and tells me everything I need to know. Tells me about where the bus's whereabouts and what the Steelers' plans are for Sunday. This is why we're dear friends.
Speaking of the bus, Big Tad, we noticed in the car. I noticed I didn't want to discipline him yesterday, but he made a pot of coffee that light would not pass through. It was like you could a fork would stand up
in this
pot of coffee.
That stuff is automated. You take the two bags and you put it in there.
We have the good stuff now where you have to open the sack of Pete's and dump it in. And I like strong coffee, so I never want to stop someone from going in a direction that I want them to go, even if they've gone a little too far. Because when you ask them to reel it in, they go the other direction. And if you like a strong pot of coffee, then just let Big Tad go. I'll put a little more cream in it. This morning, he made one that looked like somebody took a eyedropper of iodine and just dropped it into tap water. The light was passing through it. It looked more like tea than coffee. Mike was complaining, Brian was complaining, and then it struck me. I thought to myself, you know, because I work with a lot of guys like Big Tad, the hallmark of stupidity is not effing up, it's wild inconsistency. See, if you just effed up, we could set our watch on that. And then every time I could say, now Tad, remember, don't make the coffee too weak. In which case he would compensate, but it's too strong one day, too weak the other. And I just thought in general, when you're dealing with people that don't got a lot upstairs, whether they're employees, loved ones, or neighbors. It's the wild inconsistency. That's really what does it. Like I said, stupid, you can set your watch on. Smart, as long as you know what you're getting. You know what I mean? Like, people should be like restaurants. Hey, if you're going to Spago's, great. If you're going to Subway, great. If you're going to McDonald's, great. You know exactly what you're getting. But dumb people always keep you guessing.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Always keep you guessing. They may be an hour early to a lunch meeting. They may be an hour late. They're all over the map. And that's really, it's more diabolical than it is stupid, but you're always off balance. Never quite know what you're going to get. Even in the stupid department, once in a while they pull out some piece of information that only a savant would know. And then it's stupid, 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 stupid. Genius, stupid, stupid, stupid. Always guessing. Keeping you off balance.
Things, I'm smart.
Thank you. All right, now that my ears are bleeding.
Sorry.
Big Tad, how you doing? Good. Big Tad.
He doesn't know you're talking about him.
He doesn't know I'm talking.
He's about him. He thinks it's another Tad.
He's angry.
Can't possibly be him.
Yeah.
Wild arm gesturing going on.
He's laughing. Aside from his stupidity, you also have to suffer this today, as does everyone else sitting in this booth. I have to apologize. Somebody sent out as a welcome gift some soaps, some bath soaps, that, you know, the liquidy kind. Mm-hmm. So I used it liberally as I washed myself this a.m.
Mm.
And I stink. It's bad, like bad cologne. It's,
yeah.
Oh, it's just horrific.
Yeah, but so, you stink good.
Wait a minute.
You good stink.
I apologize. Is the point? If it makes you sick, it's
you
a sickly sweet cologne-y smell. So I apologize. Is the point.
You're clean. You smell clean.
Did you shower every morning?
Sure. Yeah.
I find a lot of people do that.
I have to bring it. You know, I'm not here for what I have to say. It's my looks.
I want
to present the right kind of image.
Your window dressing.
Yes.
Your candy. Your hood ornament.
Right.
It's obviously not the content. Yes.
Dave doesn't smell like I thought he would smell. I've never smelled Dave before, but.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Regardless of the fact that you said that you used this foul-smelling soap, it doesn't smell so bad.
What did you anticipate?
You know, I'm not really sure. You're a manly type. I thought maybe there would be some sort of manlier type smell. But,
like a coal musk from the Pittsburgh steel mills?
Possibly.
You're
a rugged type.
Yes,
so,
I smell of machismo.
And it was.
I think it's just cheesemo.
I didn't shower today, so.
Wow, a lot of sniffing going on.
I just smelled Rachel.
A couple of dogs
in
the park.
Not surprisingly, she's got a very feminine scent.
I like that. And look, here's the deal with scent and
that
funk.
That smell, Adam.
We like to punish. We do like to punish people that have a smell. We like to punish people that have anything. We like to punish people that are fat. We like to punish people that have bad skin. We like to punish people that have a funk. But the reality is all these things are all genetic. Yes, you can pass a bum or a hobo on the street and he smells. Well, okay, the guy sleeps outdoors in a cat box of his own fecal matter every night, that's going to produce smell. But the guys you work with who just have the funk, you know, most people that just sort of work in corporate America, they're on about the same hygiene schedule. They really are. They get up, they take a shower, that night, they use soap, they use shampoo. Some people just stink.
Mm-hmm.
That's just them. They just have a funk that emanates from them, and it has nothing to do with cleanliness. The same way that people that have bad breath doesn't really have much to do with their diet. They eat the same thing. They just have bad breath. We penalize these people. And I know I'm sounding defensive. I have the opposite problem. I don't smell. Therefore, I'm lazy.
Yeah, you can go days.
I do go days.
Without a washing,
I wear the same clothes,
and you really don't smell. Right,
I love that. I love a good, like, no shower for 3 days.
That's me.
Big fan.
That is me.
I'm wearing the exact same clothes as yesterday.
Yes. I imagine Mike does that. Mike Lynch, sound effects Mike Lynch. But not because you don't produce a smell, but just because I don't picture you moving after you get home.
Yeah, I
picture you wrapping yourself in bubble wrap and getting into a hyperbolic chamber.
Very different result. Ace, no smell, Mike Lynch. keep your distance.
What the hell?
Wow. All right. All right, let's move forward before this gets ugly.
No, Rachel, smell me, because I got to defend myself. Come here.
You want me to smell you?
Yeah, you smell Dave.
Smell Mike.
I
got
to say, a large area of facial hair will often produce a malodorous scent.
No, it's a trap.
Don't forget, you got to go by Brusca Triangle. You're going to fall in there and become sick from that smell before you even get to Lynch. You better relax.
Brusca's got... What happened? You hit her?
Shock.
Brusca, you don't have any funk going on, do you?
No. I shower every morning. Yeah. I smell roses.
Yeah.
Come on. Go ahead.
I like the girls that can smell other girls. You know what I mean? They will do that every once in a while. Oh, she's got... Oh, no, I know. No, she was gross. Yeah. I've never really caught that on a woman, but other women seem keen to it, maybe because they recognize it.
Well, that's how guys who have chicks get more chicks.
Oh, really? Spread that funk around. Yeah?
Because...
Yeah?
Kitty,
you really?
Kitty smells kitty.
Really? Do you believe that?
So they say.
Do you think so?
So they say.
There may be an element of that. It's interesting. I mean, who the hell knows what on how we're working? I mean, we all think, well, we've just evolved past everything, but I don't know. I mean, we've got a nice chunk of our reptilian brain that's still firing, right?
Absolutely.
Who knows what kind of level people work on? Powerful. All right, from pheromones to...
Wait, I didn't tell you how Mike.
Oh, how
and
does
Brusca
Mike smell? How do they smell?
Brusca smells approximately similar to Dave. Both quite clean.
Slap in the face.
Lynch's wrist doesn't smell so good.
Really? Oh.
Did you shower today?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, that could be it. I mean, you don't smell.
I usually do.
Bad, but if you went another day, you would start to smell.
All right.
Meh.
All right.
Tad's here. I could smell Tad.
Yeah. You don't have to move to smell Tad. Okay. Okay, Tad, you're cool, right? What happened with the coffee, Tad? What happened?
I didn't make it this morning.
Okay.
But I will make another fresh batch for you.
This is every time there's a bad pot of coffee, it's like a Scooby-Doo episode. Nobody knows. Some headless guy, some guy with a pumpkin for a head came in, a ghostly figure of a man. The old captain, and he came in and he made a pot of ghost coffee, and nobody made the pot of coffee. And how does that work?
Terrence, the intern, made it, and because he was running out to get batteries.
Okay, all right, Tad.
So it wasn't Tad's fault.
You're off the hook, but you know how my mind works. That still goes down as you effing up a pot of coffee.
Yeah,
that's how it works. It's in there. It's like the McMartin preschool trial. Everyone was original. Everyone inevitably was found innocent of all the molestation, but it still goes down as those guys. That's how it works.
Yeah, they didn't reopen the facility
right
after they were found innocent.
That's right. You're registered sex offender. Okay, where were we? We were talking some days ago about getting to know the staff here, and we started with Rachel Perry. She gave us a thumbnail sketch of her life. What brought her to this destination? I'm always interested. Rachel, why don't you give us a quick recap? Yeah.
Grew up in a small town in Canada. Parents divorced when I was three. Was a pretty good student. Then I got into high school. Held a bunch of crappy jobs, mostly at gas stations. Passed enough to go to university. Dropped out of university to become a VJ on Canadian television. Traveled around the world.
Around the world?
I
think we missed that part last time.
Yeah, I've been many places.
How did that happen?
Seen many things.
How did that happen? I'm always jealous.
Let me guess, modeling.
No. I was never a model. I was a tooth model once.
You were?
Yeah.
Single tooth or whole mouth?
Whole smile.
Interesting.
Yeah. Had some orthodontic work. We passed that, too. I mean, I was
you
trying to
good.
Give you the brief.
Yeah, you got a good mouth.
Thanks.
How did you how'd the travel come about?
When I was in my third year of university, I went on a trip. I went, studied half a year overseas in England, and the rest of my family is from England, so I went on a sailboat with my grandfather, across from England to France, and then Belgium, Holland.
Wow.
And then afterwards I did some traveling. I went to South Africa and Australia.
After universities, you call it.
Well.
No, who says university?
They say in Canada, they have grade whatever.
College.
Brusca's never been out of Brooklyn.
College in Canada is you refer to college as kind of like technical college or whatever, or like college where you specifically study things.
Yeah.
But
like, we don't have bartending universities.
Yeah.
We have bartenders college.
But
we have
like
haircutting university.
University is where you go, like, you it's like a rounded education. You have to study many things.
I'm
philosophy,
always, you know, whenever
languages.
I'm jealous of many things, but one is when I hear about travel at a relatively young age, and I'm always amazed when people who didn't really have much money were like, when I was backpacking through Europe that summer, and it's just like, how old were you? I was 18. But you said your dad drove a cab. Yeah. But so I was like, somehow there's some sort of math that I never figured out that involved travel, where people who weren't necessarily rich were figured out ways just to go abroad for extended periods of time. And then when they start working the school, and this wasn't your story exactly, but when you hear about these people, it's like, oh, my senior year in high school, we went to Europe. I went to Europe for the summer. We studied or whatever. And I'm always like, we went to the Lawry's seasoning factory in Eagle Rock. I lived in North Hollywood. Eagle Rock was 3 miles away, and we took a tour of the taco seasoning factory. How did you end up in Europe? How does this work, and who do I sue? Who do I sue?
Well, in theory, it's great to travel abroad, but I've done it some, and believe me, you can see it all on TV.
That's right. Almost no Steelers talk in Belgium.
No, none.
Almost none.
It was supposed to be a Rachel recap of her journey, and she went way long.
No, she didn't. She didn't go long.
She was asking me questions.
I thought it was well done.
I left out the part where I went to the Hershey chocolate factory when I was a kid, and the time that we drove across to the States and said we were going to Vermont for the day, and they thought we were crazy.
Wow.
And I left out the part where I was painting the house in the summer, and then my mom made us wash off in the river, and it was cold, and I was mad.
Wow.
And the part about went to Santa's village, and I really thought it was at the North Pole. I left out all that.
You know, the other thing I'm jealous about, and we're supposed to get to Dave's. We should get to Dave's journey. The people, I'm going to change my story. The people that were good students and then had their grades drop off, which just suggests that they were smart, but then something happened. The divorce caught up to them, or they were bored. School bored them. I like that. I was always a bad student and just stupid. It wasn't one of those like, well, if he'd only apply himself, or it's not a challenge to him. It's too easy for him. He doesn't have to work as hard as the other kids. And then he drifts off because there's not a challenge. I was stupid all the way through school, never got a good grade. And even when on the rare chance when I did attempt to apply myself, still got D's and C minuses.
Yeah, but I bet you were popular.
Nah.
And you were good at the sports.
I was, but it wasn't that popular.
You were an athletic prodigy.
Would have been nice to get a B. Even in my chosen major of ceramics. Would have been nice. Yeah. All right, well, Dave, thanks for the story.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
We still got to get to Damashek's story.
Someday.
Yeah. Well, we learned about the European travel and university and VJing and all that good stuff. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got some Golden Globes recapping to do with our own Rachel Perry. Yes, true?
Yes.
I'm meeting Jeff Ross. We got Mary Lynn. Well, we'll figure out how to pronounce her last name from 24 coming in here, but she's one of the main chicks. Steve-O, Ozzy doing a movie review. Hot Terrence sales girl. Big Tad weight loss. Oh, never ends. All that after this.
97.1 Free FM traffic.
In Corona problems for the West 91 pass McKinley. Injury crash here. Ooh, new music. Banner Day. Injury crash here. The carpool lane and number one lane blocked. Problem in Montebello, westbound 60 before San Gabriel Boulevard, 3-car accident there. We also have heavy-duty traffic on the South 405, looking at it in through the Sherman Oaks Galleria traffic cam. It is 626, now back to the Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, that was our new traffic theme. I know many of you around the country couldn't enjoy it, but it was the Casino Royale from Herb Alpert. Infinitely more enjoyable than that horrible, taxing techno music that just, it takes a letter opener to your soul at 6:26 in the a.m.
That's our L.A. new theme music.
That's obviously. Our L.A. new theme music. I would love the rest of the country to adopt it as well. And please, again, overall theme. I'm not trying to get laughs on this show. I'm trying to get some social change. Could we please, white people, unite here one day after MLK?
Here, here.
Could we please just admit we don't like the techno music? Please. Please.
I don't think you should blame that on the black people either.
No, I'm not. I'm blaming it on the white people, the posers.
Euros. Are you saying, but.
Here's what I'm saying. Confused. Here's what I'm saying. There's two things that are, as a society, that we're trying to avoid. When you are white and you are older, you want to be younger and you want to be hipper, and therefore you don't want to say, like, I don't get it. The second you say, like, I don't like that young music or I don't get it, you're officially old and then you're out. So, as white guys, we have to pretend that we're into the hip, young. Here's the whole thing. The urban thing is on the, it's on the vanguard of what's hip, what's now, what's going on. If you look at commercials for yes. iPods, they don't play old man music.
No. It's
what's hip, it's what's now, it's what's going on. So, is old whitey, we have to kind of pretend all the time. Oh, no, I like that music. Oh, what do you mean? I'm hip. I'm down. Give me that handshake. Do that handshake. Do that one handshake.
It would be better if you were listening to 50 Cent than listening to techno music. Nothing going to make a white man look older than techno music.
I agree. I just say there's certain things, like we've discussed, like trail mix, nobody likes. Let's just stop pretending we like it as a society. Let's stop pretending. There are a handful of retarded 17-year-olds who are high on X who like techno music. Let them have it. Let's stop pretending that we all enjoy it. That's all.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. 866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. If you have thoughts, if you have opinions, don't call. I don't need people arguing with me. If you agree with me, you can call and say, huzzah. And I'll say good day, and that'll be that. But I don't want these things where people are arguing. I don't need that. Rachel? Now, that's my kind of music. That's something I can dance to.
There you go. Hey, if you like weird music, if you like the old music, just go with it.
Yeah.
Go with it. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We will love you for it.
Me and my hand?
Me, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, last night, Golden Globes, of course, Brokeback Mountain, the gay cowboy movie. Everybody loves it. The big winner, four awards last night, including Best Drama.
Mm.
Walk the Line. Loved that movie about Johnny Cash and June Carter. Dave Damashek hasn't seen it.
Ozzy's coming in with a movie review for Brokeback Mountain.
Oh. Timely.
Timely review for Brokeback Mountain today. Well, we got him. I sent up the Aussie bat signal, which is just a huge burrito, and, which looks like something else I got to work on. It's confusing to the rest of Aussie knows what it is, but to the rest of the country, it's just offensive. I'm going to work that out. But the point is he's coming in. He is going to review Brokeback Mountain later this morning.
And I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Walk the Line won a bunch of awards. Best Musical or Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Such a weird category. Best Musical or Comedy.
Yeah, they're all over the map over at the Golden Globes. But everyone seems to be fine with it because the stars get to schmooze and they get to get their booze on.
And they get big gift bags backstage. And
yeah.
And they get to talk to Joan Rivers. Of course, nothing is weirder than talking on the red carpet. It's the most awkward exchanges that you could ever find. You can only hope that maybe 1% of the stuff that you're going to find on the red carpet is...
Yeah.
At least...
Speaking of which... Poor Dean Cain. Fall from grace. What happened to Superman? He's out there. He's one of the Joan Riverses.
Oh, yeah.
He's asking the questions of the celebrities.
Yeah.
Poor dear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found this bite from Joan Rivers talking to Nicolette Sheridan and Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton.
And this just, in my mind, epitomizes awkward.
And Michael Bolton, how great to see both of you.
It's always great to see you.
No, this is a real couple.
How amazing does she look?
Oh, well, look at her.
Looks incredible.
How long are you going out now?
How long?
Not quite sure. About 16 years?
Yeah.
That long. Are you together that long? Seriously?
No. Well, we began a long time ago. We were together a long time ago.
And then it broke up and then got back?
Yeah, we banged a couple dozen strangers in between that, okay, but now we're back.
Let's talk about
one of us with a disease.
Well, Desperate Housewives, you're wonderful, you're terrific, Edie's a tramp. Now let's talk about good things. Okay. Name your first love. Just curious, could you do it?
Name my first love.
Blah, blah, blah.
Who was yours? Who was your first?
Can't remember. They didn't invent the color TV yet. It was the wheel had just been invented. And
so, what's her name?
It was a long time ago.
Ugh.
Something like that, yes.
Who was your first love? Do you remember?
My skin is crawling.
You know, never a love like this.
So uncomfortable. I don't know how you guys are built, but for me, I have to turn the TV set off. It is like a... Just when these bad, uncomfortable, impromptu interviews begin, and the same questions, and then the crazy ass lickathon that, oh, you look beautiful. Who are you wearing? Where did you get those shoes? You look radiant. If the chick's pregnant, she never looked better. If she's single, it's a crime. There's going to be lots of single guys here. If they're back together with someone, it's amazing. If they broke up with someone, it's another intrusive, you know, line of questions. It's so uncomfortable. And so disingenuous. It drives me insane, and I can't watch it. It's like I'd rather watch vivisection. I would rather watch a grainy PETA black and white film of kittens having mascara tested on their eyeballs than listen to 10 seconds of her prattle on.
I watch it. I cover my eyes and watch through my fingers. I'm disgusted by it. I'm horrified, but I can't. Help myself. I love the cackling after each comment. Everything's the funniest thing they've ever heard.
The reason everyone cackles is because everyone is so goddamn uncomfortable. That's what you do. Oh, when can we get out of here?
So true. It's like, I've never met you, but I'm just about to ask you, like, hey, have you guys had sex yet? Or, like, what's the... are you guys dating? Or
I was just thinking when... What's-her-name won when, in the category. I don't know if it was... lead female comedy or whatever TV comedy, but the category that all the Desperate Housewives were nominated in, and then the one chick from Weeds was in Mary Elizabeth Steam Master Batonio Virginity. I can't remember her
Mary
name.
Mary Louise Parker.
Mary Louise Parker.
Yes.
Please, three names. I can barely remember two, but Mary Louise Parker, she won and all the other ones, and my wife said, that's a kick in the pants to the poor ABC or whatever. And I thought best thing that ever happened to them. Because if one of them had won, the other four would have hated her for the rest of the shoot. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, is that how it goes?
Well, I think that happened last year, didn't it?
Yeah. They don't need any more reasons to hate each other. It is best if you are an executive at the network that Desperate Housewives are on, and all four of your girls are nominated, and one person from another show is nominated, you should pray for that one person so there's no infighting when you get back. That's all.
Hey, well, Felicity Huffman did actually win an award for Transamerica, Best Actress in a Drama. And she had a heck of a time up there on stage.
And the Golden Globe goes to... Felicity Huffman, Transamerica.
She had to spend time with transvestites.
I really wanted to hold it together and say smart things. Duncan Tucker wrote a film about coming home to your family and your community and ultimately to yourself. My family is my six sisters and my brother and my mother, Grace, who thinks I'm on a TV show called The Women. I know as actors, our job is usually to shed our skins, but I think as people, our job is to become who we really are. And so I would like to salute the men and women who brave ostracism, alienation, and a life lived on the margins.
Amen.
To become who they really are.
Yeah, they're heroes. Not the firemen from 9/11, not the troops in Iraq, but the screwed up guys who tuck their junk between their legs every morning and waddle to work with a fake voice.
Charming agent.
Well, and don't leave off, don't leave out actors. Also heroes.
Courageous.
Courageous. They take chances. The essence of courage.
My haven, Bill Macy.
Also,
and my family, Desperate Housewives. I love you guys.
I just want to hear the end.
Thank you.
Wait, I think I missed something in there. I think she, whatever.
Shaq may have talked over it. So
be it. So be it. I'm not gonna apologize. What, we had to hear more of that nonsense? Here's the other thing. These actresses with this breathless thing. This is the thing you have to do now when you get up there. The entire time. They're breathless. Listen to Sandra Oh, who won for Grey's Anatomy. You know, she's the Asian woman on this. She's so grating on the show. She's
I guess she's so out of breath, her last name is O'Hara. She just never gets to it.
Listen to what O had to say on the award stand. Listen.
And the Golden Globe goes to...
Oh, wait.
Sandra Oh, Grey's Anatomy.
I feel like someone set me on fire.
Nice.
Thank you so much to the Hollywood Foreign Press. And
she's not Vietnamese, is she?
Of Grey's Anatomy, thank you so much. Thanks to the cast that I share this with, and the writers and the producers, and especially Shonda Rhimes.
All right, I can't listen to anymore.
Mike, loop that. I could listen to that for an hour straight. Just one big loop of Here's the other thing: leave your kids out of it. I know your kids don't know that you're as famous as you actually are. That's the other one. Everyone gets up there. I want to thank my wife. I want to thank my kids. I thank my 3-year-old who thinks daddy still delivers the mail in Utah. He doesn't know that this thing where your kids don't know you're a big celebrity or aren't interested or don't want an autograph from their own father or mother. Oh, so endearing. Wow. Makes you a human being. Don't worry. They'll be in rehab soon. Do not worry.
Well, you're just about to have kids. I think that you should make darn sure that they know exactly how famous you are. Give the proper amount of respect to you.
I will have a mobile constructed to hang over the crib of pictures of me in different positions holding a microphone.
Jessica Alba last night accepted an award on behalf of Paul Newman, and this is what she had to say.
And the Golden Globe goes to Paul Newman, Empire Falls.
Paul Newman is Connecticut. We accept the Golden Globe on his behalf.
Although I love the Alba.
Yeah.
What's happening when you're just reading and you miss a word and you don't correct yourself?
Well, she's not only hot, but she's a genius. That's what
Hollywood meets new Hollywood. Newman to Alba.
I really realize that. Here's my problem. I have an inherent problem with all these award shows, which is I only watch bad movies. I only enjoy bad movies. I only watch stuff where meteors are hitting New York and tidal waves are taking out Los Angeles. If I don't see the Capitol Records building fall over in the ad, I'm not interested. In the trailer, I have to see a billboard of Angeline come blowing down the street, and I have to see the Capitol Records building, a building that's been destroyed several hundred times in my movies, falling over. If I don't see, that's what I use. That is my line of demarcation. If I do not see the Capitol Records building tip over in the trailer or in the commercial, I won't watch the movie. That's how I define it. And I realize this doesn't happen in any of these movies, these transgendered movies, these whatever falls with Paul Newman. I just sit there and go, miss this, miss that, didn't see, never saw it. And then I have to yell at my wife. She says, well, did you see Transgender? Did you see Empire Fall? I say, does the Capitol Records building fall over? Okay, then shut up! It's very painful. All right, maybe I should broaden my spectrum just a little bit to other things falling over. Okay, all right. We're going to take ourselves a break. We're going to get Steve O on the blower.
Awesome.
Find out what's going on with him and Nicole Richie.
Did he win any Golden Globes?
He got my vote. He got my vote. All right, all that after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now at 866-901-ADAM.
Yes, indeed. 866-901-ADAM. Steve O is on the phone. We're going to talk to him about many rumors. Dating Nicole Richie, taking over for me on Loveline, the radio show. Or maybe I got them mixed up. Maybe he's dating me and Nicole Richie's taking over on Loveline. I have been a little sore. Okay. First, just a quick piece of business. Jack Silver, the programmer, Is he the programmer?
Director? Program director?
Program director? What is he over here?
Station manager.
The head honcho over at the flagship station, KLSX 97.1 Free FM. He called in. He was irate. He was angry that I changed the traffic music. He is the 50-year-old white guy who has to pretend to like techno music. And I don't think Jack would admit or even say that he liked it, but I think there's a sort of drive to it that you, pardon the pun, need when you're delivering, you know, important information like what's going on the Sloss and Cutoff or a mattress in lanes on the Artesia Freeway. You need that powerful driving music behind. It's like a film score, like any great film, hearing about information that will not impact your life in any way, shape, or form. But, Michelle, let's hear the music that they used to have behind the traffic, the super grating, annoying techno music that we used to hear.
Free FM traffic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure Jack has this loaded up into his iPod on a continuous loop. Right? Because everyone loves Franz Zimmer. Franz Hammer?
Jan Hammer.
Jan Hammer, circa 1988. That's all we listen to. It's awesome.
I think if you're going to have that, you should actually get Jan Hammer.
Hans Franz. Hans and Franz Zimmer. Right. Now, here's what I replaced it with. Little classic Herb Alpert. Yeah. Oh, nothing from a movie called Casino Royale. Now, let's all just dig this vibe. You know what? I want to hear the whole song now. I don't want anyone to hear a bit. Because this song... Now, first off, this isn't one high guy from Iceland on a Casio. This is an entire orchestra. This is scored. These are musicians. I know Jack's on hold, but I'm going to torture him just a little more. Now, because the song changes gears, too. Yeah, crank it up.
It's a metaphor. The way we all work is a symphony on the freeways to get to work each day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe if it wasn't so frenetic, maybe people would have, you know, less road rage.
Yay on Jack. Yay on this.
Mm-hmm. Dig this.
Oh. You have good taste in music, Adam.
Thank you. Thank you. You have good taste in hosts, my dear. Thank you.
If you can't see it, I'm winking. And I'm holding the wink.
Thank you, baby. Not done. Not done. Because now kicks again. Uh-oh. Now it's going up a notch.
Shoot.
Bring it up an octave, Herb.
Oh,
Herb Alpert, by the way. A&M Records, that's the A. Here, High Note with Herb on the blower. Strings. Now he's got the machachas going, the harachas, the mupacas, the whatever the thing, you know?
All of a sudden, I'm just in the best mood right now.
It is. It's a good song.
Puts a smile on your face.
Yeah.
How can you be in a bad mood when you hear Herb Alpert?
No, let's hear this on Jack. This is my ass. Yeah. Good-looking man, too, Herb Alpert. Quite the ladies' man in the day. You feel good about the day, don't you?
Traffic? I don't care.
Don't care. Traffic, bring it on. More
Can
traffic.
Can I use this for the news?
It's yeah, great. Yeah. We're going to use this for everything. All right, we're almost over now. Jack Silver's on hold. Mmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
See, I like Jack. I don't want the wrath of Jack, but...
No, but it's a good song, and the other song blows Rhino ass. If it was close, I'd go with him. All right, let's hear some Spanish Fly now from Herb Alpert. It's a whole Herb Alpert superset. All right. Jack?
I have no problem changing the music for you, Adam. It's easy. The problem I had was when the board operator was now the voiceover of the station, and it sounds so weak. So here's what I'm going to do.
All right.
I'm going to roll in there around 9:30, 10 o'clock, after a nice breakfast, etc.
Probably 11 o'clock.
Can you bring me some French toast?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that. And I'll get my production people, and we will work on the traffic intro issue.
All right, but we got to use Casino Royale.
the music is fine. I just want the voiceover to be the right guy.
Okay,
and then
Jerry.
I'll get you what you need, bro.
Okay,
backpedaling. Backpedaling.
All right,
what
fine.
Happened?
We got Steve-O. We have a bona fide celebrity on the other line, Jack. All right, you want to clear up the VO part, and then we'll have Casino Royale.
I want to work on that and just take care of the production so it sounds like it's a major market presentation instead of like Wichita.
Right, but actually we're all from Wichita and we take great umbrage with that
See
comment.
See you noon, Jack. We got to go.
All right. Love all right, yourself. Jack. God love you. But we want to keep the Casino Royale in the background, yes?
I'm good with that.
Whatever. All right. Good enough.
Steve, baby steps, Ace.
Steve-O?
Yeah, man.
What's happening?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear my rap song?
No, we didn't hear it. Does it sound like Casino Royale? Because it's all Herb Alpert.
Dude,
yes.
Dude, it's absolutely incredible. And I have it posted on my website. It's streaming right off of there. It's stevovideo.com.
Hey, Steve-O?
Yeah,
Can you do... We have to take a break. I'm sorry. We had to listen to an entire Herb Alpert song.
Oh, hey, dude. Yeah, man. And then grab a... lineupstevovideo.com.
Yeah, but hold on, Steve. Can you do the rap in person?
I can do some rap.
Okay. All right, hold on. And
I'd really rather my produced song. Be
okay.
Like,
are you dating Nicole Richie? All right, I'm gonna take that as a yes. Hang on a second. Hang on, Steve-O. We got to take ourselves a break. We will get back with Steve-O.
Steve-O.com fired.
Yeah,
so you can play my rap.
We get it. We get it.
All right.
All right. Hang on.
Oh, my God. So
hang
sweet.
On. All right. We'll be right back after this.
Traffic.
Going to go to South Central on the 110 at southbound Harbor Freeway at Slauson. Broken down bus blocking the carpool lane. They're slowing behind it. In West Los Angeles, 405 northbound at the 10. Big rig crash here. The backup to the 110. The 405 absolutely packed southbound side coming out of the valley this morning. Starts to slow down before Victory Boulevard, and then it's basically a parking lot until past Sunset Boulevard. It's 7:02. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show on 97.1 KLSX Los Angeles Free FM.
Listen to the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, you is. 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. Steve-O has generously stayed on hold for us. Steve-O?
Yeah, I've stayed on hold conditionally that you play my rap song.
Yeah, we're looking for it. Steve?
Yeah, it's right on my website.
So
I'm putting out a whole gangster rap album. It's entitled Hard as a Rock.
I got one word, finally. Finally,
yeah,
Steve-O's released a gangster rap album. Are you dating Nicole Richie?
Well, now I've prepared an official statement, you know, and ready to field this question.
Mm-hmm.
And my statement is that Dr. Drew has become my personal physician.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go to him for advice about, like, stunts I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he unofficially greenlights most of my ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And, he consults me in my use of various mind-altering substances.
Mm-hmm.
He psychoanalyzes my romantic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done everything in his power to help me with my premature ejaculation issues. You
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Drew is my confidant.
All right, did he give you the thumbs up on the Nicole Richie or not?
He thinks she's fantastic. Yeah.
All right. So
he really, you know, like while I'm in there doing your job on Loveline, and if I don't mind saying myself, I think I'm doing a much better job, you know, than you ever did on Loveline.
Wow.
Have you heard me on there? I'm amazing on there.
Steve-O. Yeah. Of course. Why shouldn't a guy staples his own scrotum to his inner thigh dispense better love advice than the Ace Man?
Yes. Yes.
Is that your job now? Is that your full-time?
No, I'm really working on it. I've got my agents are actually working on getting me a contract, and I want just as much money as you.
All right. Well, you're worth every penny.
Yeah, oh my God, like when, you know, when you used to be there and I'd go on Loveline, it's like, you know, I'd come out and you and Drew getting these super expensive cars. Now I know that there's all this money laying around, you know, because you're not doing that job anymore.
Right.
And there's an empty seat they're not paying for. It's got my butt prints all over it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, consult me before you go in for your contract, and I'll let you know what the going rate is.
I do not want them ripping me off.
That's right. Now, listen. So, Steve, are you or are you not dating Nicole Richie?
Well, see, what I'm saying is that everything I tell Dr. Drew falls under doctor-patient confidentiality laws.
Yeah.
So I can tell him all the stuff. He knows everything.
But here's the thing.
But he's not going to say a word.
I am like Dr. Drew's priest, you understand? So you can tell me. I won't tell anybody. Wow.
Yeah. You know what? Like, I told Nicole about your request, and I opted not to.
So you guys are spending time together.
Oh yeah, she's so rad.
She's great. Have you made sweet love to her?
I'm not answering any more questions, pal.
All right. All right. We were going to play your rap song, but since since you've zipped your lips, we'll not do that. You see how the game is played?
Oh my God!
Wait. I think we will play some of your rap songs. Yeah. Is it called Tijuana Taxi or Spanish Fly or Casino Royale? Do we have that? We have that queued up, Mike. Was that a bong load?
Oh yes.
Yeah. Your rap? Is this your rap song? No.
Nope.
All right, Steve. I'm going to hang up on you if you don't confirm or deny this.
Nicole Richie, we want to know.
I'm not talking about having sex with Nicole Richie.
All right. So that means you've had sex with Nicole Richie. You're just not going to talk about it.
It sure doesn't.
Oh, really? All right. Listen, I'm not going to chase my own tail here.
Class act.
Maybe Lionel will write a song about Steve-O.
Adventure that you're going on,
Steve.
Yeah.
All right. So you'll not confirm or deny that,
right?
But we'll assume it's a positive.
Whatever you want, pal.
All right.
Yeah.
Steve.
My rap song.
We'll try to get it. We'll try to find it on the internet, but we've been having difficulty.
Yeah, it's on my main page on steveovideo.com.
Right.
Says, all right, dude, listen to my new rap track.
Okay.
It's called Hard as a Rock.
All right, Steve, thanks for calling in.
Hey, man, I totally know that you're afraid to have me there where you wouldn't be able to hang up on me, you know?
What was that? Yeah, I'm afraid to have Steve-O in studio. Steve-O, who got blasted, came on my TV show, tried to dry hump and strangle me simultaneously and then smash my glass coffee table, and who then came back on the show 3 weeks later. I'm shaking in my boots. Obviously, now I'm angry. Obviously, Steve-O, if I was scared to have you in the studio, we wouldn't have had you back on the TV show 3 weeks after you trashed the set.
I'm going to give you that.
All right. Fine. We'll have you in studio soon. Well, it takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. And I like that, by the way. I like when people make assertions and allegations, and then you do a little touche, and they go, all right, yeah, that's right. I like that. Okay, Steve-O, everybody. Now, time for Rachel P. Yeah. The news.
This has breathed new life.
Yes.
Into what we call the news. Former President Gerald Ford was hospitalized for pneumonia on Saturday in Southern California. Happy birthday, Clarence Ray Allen.
I hear AIDS, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When you hear pneumonia?
Yeah, I just hear AIDS.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's in a young gay man or an old ex-president, I hear pneumonia. That's AIDS.
That's AIDS. Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I have no confirmation of that. I just. You say pneumonia, I hear AIDS. That's the way it goes.
It's just. It's actually. It's a speech impediment of mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All sorry. Right.
How old is he?
I think 92.
Wow. Been around.
He's ancient.
Yeah.
He's the kind of person that likes to listen to techno music.
Yeah. Old white guy. Loves techno.
Yeah. That's probably what he's doing. Getting all crazy with the techno. Caught a little pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Clarence Ray Allen, the oldest inmate on death row in California, sent to the suite hereafter this morning, minutes after turning 76 years old.
Yeah.
Of course, despite protests that to kill a man so ill is cruel, of course, the list of ailments that plagued Allen, I just thought I'd run them down for you.
Yeah.
Being blind, mostly deaf, diabetic, wheelchair bound, and had a heart attack in September from which they brought him back.
I know.
In order to kill him today.
Let me tell you, when you're an atheist, everything is confusing. This entire society just freaks you out. It's like you're high on mushrooms all the time. Can't let the old guy who ordered the hits on four people from the joint, can't let him just slip into the hereafter when he flatlines. We got to go ahead and get the paddles out. I love that part of life. Also, you know, his argument is I'm too sick to be put to death. Tell that to my cat, who I had to put down when she was 13 years old because she couldn't move anymore. You know what I mean? Like, that's why you destroy something. It doesn't move anymore. Here's the deal. If you're too sick and you're too decrepit and you're too old and you're confined to a wheelchair and you have cataracts and all sorts of other things, if you're too effed up for us to kill you, you better start inventing something and do it now. Come up with something. Because that's it. I want a cure for AIDS. I want a cure for cancer. Something. You better invent a microwave that'll take foil. I'll give you 10 minutes. If you got nothing, we're putting you down. Yes. Flatline. Good. Good riddance. And everyone does that
thing.
We're such barbarians for killing people. I like it. I'm a huge fan of it. You know, people do that thing where they go, I don't want to live in a society where we kill people that kill. I don't want to live in a society that doesn't. I like that. You kill somebody, you kill multiple people, we kill you. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Here's the message. Don't kill anybody. There you go. That's it. That's how you avoid getting killed. You don't kill anybody.
Frankly,
you get to live.
There's plenty of people out there who are definitely asking for it.
Yeah, he's fine. I'm fine with him. He's gone. Good. On his birthday. I wonder if they brought him a cake, and I wonder if they did bring him a cake, what his wish was. I got to believe it wasn't like for a new sled. I mean, it had to be for something involving life, did it not? You'd think about it. I like the last meal, too. Can you really enjoy that last meal? Like when people are like, oh, I want Popeye's chicken, and I want an apple turnover. Wouldn't you just be projectile vomiting the entire time?
You probably
have
a nervous belly.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Probably wouldn't enjoy
it. Yeah, an hour before the Steelers play, Sheck can't enjoy nachos. Could you imagine this?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry for the check.
So yesterday, Martin Luther King Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a beautiful celebration everywhere, bringing peoples of America together. Mm-hmm. The mayor of New Orleans gave a spirited and uplifting speech to the people of New Orleans. Here is Mayor Ray Nagins.
And as we think about rebuilding New Orleans, surely God is mad at America. He's sending hurricane after hurricane after hurricane.
Sending.
And it's destroying and putting stress on this country.
Sure.
Surely he's not approval of us being in Iraq under false pretenses.
No.
But surely he is upset at black America also.
I love Leslie Nielsen.
We're not
to say
taking
stop calling
care
sure.
of ourselves.
Uh-huh.
We're not taking care of our women. And we're not taking care of our children. When you have a community where 70% of his children are being born to one parent.
I always like the guy standing behind the guy who's delivering the speech where he's clearly sheared the lug nuts off his van. At a certain point, like, oh my God, where's this going? You know, the poor son of a bitch who has to stand behind him in his, one of the members of his cabinet or constituency or family that's like, holy Christ, here he goes. Holy Christ. Now I got a choice. Do I do that thing where I tackle him? Do I stand here? I don't want to get caught clapping when he's talking about God.
Nodding approvingly.
So what do I do? There's always, I like to focus on the three or four people that are in the camera shot that are standing behind him that are the guy's family, best friends, or part of his governmental cabinet who just sort of sit there and say, oh Christ, here we go again. This is going to be bad. It's sort of the battered wife. It's the look the battered wife has when the drunken guy starts spouting out racist epithets at the dinner table. That look. Oh, no. Here he goes. What are we going to do? Yeah, it's great. It, like I said, it's great being an atheist and hearing the guys that are elected officials.
Surely God is angry.
Well, what other? What,
in this country? There
could be no scientific explanation for a hurricane other than God having a bullpen filled with hurricanes and sending them down on random parts of the country. Sure. Yeah.
But he must be especially upset with the Bayou for some reason.
Yeah, well, I mean,
the brunt of it.
When L.A. gets an earthquake, it's because God doesn't like Mexicans. Surely. And when an earthquake hits wherever, or a volcano hits whatever, it's because God is punishing the indigenous people of that region. Of course.
Surely.
There's no other explanation. And I know poor Rachel's trying to get through her news, but I've had an ass full of intelligent, atheist, agnostic people, or just people have some faith or believe in a higher whatever, sitting around and listening to these religious a-holes just spout off crap, and we have to sit back and pretend like we agree with them or even applaud them. Stop evoking God's name. First off, he doesn't exist. That's number one. Number one, he doesn't exist. So that's the first flaw in the logic. Number two, you should be working on principles in science, not some guy who's hovering over your city exacting revenge on it. This kind of retarded fairy tale thing that we all buy into, it drives me insane. It really does. I mean, here's the thing. If I think I'm Napoleon, everyone knows I'm insane. Why isn't religious zealotry looked at and defined the same way? You're mentally unstable if you're having a conversation with God. You're mentally unstable if you think, I mean, if he got up there and said, hey, listen, I talked to Napoleon, or I think I'm Napoleon, we would take a giant hook and remove him from that stage. We put him in a padded van and we never hear from him again. But because he's replaced Napoleon with God, it's fine.
This is the civic leader, for
right.
Cripe's sake.
Just to interrupt some stuff that I was actually going to play for you later, Mayor Ray Nagins actually believes he was having a conversation with Martin Luther King.
Oh, really?
Yeah, stick
we'll
around.
I'll
play it for you.
Wow.
Yeah, so it gets better. Trust me. There's more. So that's it for the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
NBA last night. Kobe scores 37. The Lakers beat Shaq Fu and company here in L.A. Clippers beat Utah. They've won three in a row. Golden State on top of Seattle. Baron Davis just misses the triple-double.
Wow.
NHL. Phoenix and Anaheim losers. San Jose winners. Bad start to championship week for the Seahawks. Their starting right tackle, Sean Locklear, arrested yesterday for allegedly choking his girlfriend.
Well,
bad times to start.
God made him do that.
Surely.
Yeah. God's a Panthers fan.
New York Jets have their new coach. He's old offensive coordinator Eric Mangini from the New England Patriots. Now, we have to get back to last week's football action. We made picks on Friday. Mm-hmm. I wanted to review those quickly.
Mm. Painful.
I want to go over. We picked against the spread. Mm-hmm. Ace, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. And I do.
Myself, Dave Damashek. Mm-hmm. We'll start out with the Washington-Seattle game.
Mm-hmm.
Damashek, he goes Seattle minus 10. Minus 9.5, I should say. Seattle wins it by 10. Dave's a winner. Ace and Rachel, they go with Washington.
We did.
Dave's one up.
Wow, I thought that was the only one I won.
Chicago, they were favored by 3.
Mm-hmm.
Dave went with Carolina.
Mm.
He's a winner.
Mm.
Ace and Rachel, they go with Chicago. 2-0, Dave.
Wow.
Denver, 3-point favorites against New England.
Mm.
Dave goes with Denver. He's a winner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rachel Perry goes with Denver. She's a winner.
Uh-huh. Where'd Ace
Man
going?
Ace Man goes with New England.
Wow.
He's 0-3.
Wow.
And finally, the Steelers.
Yeah, now this
minus,
one I must have won.
Steelers, plus 10. At Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Damashek goes Steelers.
Mm.
Damashek goes 4-0, taking his postseason record to 8-0 now.
Wow.
For those keeping track.
No one is.
Ace Man and Rachel, they go with the Colts.
Mm.
Ace goes 0-4.
Wow.
That's a shame.
I know.
A shame.
Well, to be fair to me, I was just picking against the Sheck Man to make good radio. But secondly, I was hedging my bet with those horrible Patriots.
That explains one.
I was getting all of my information from God.
By the way, I know
Dave's full of himself over his picks, but
he said
for the Jets' new coach, former Patriots offensive coordinator, that was wrong, Mr. Dave Damashek. It's former Patriots defensive coordinator, Eric Mangini.
I misspoke. I know my stuff.
All right, I'm just saying. You're bragging about your picks.
Are you waiting for an apology?
The man is 8-0.
You know, people 8-0,
I say.
8-0.
You got to get the news act.
There's something unfortunate that happened. I was supposed to talk to Jerry Rice. Via the telephone.
The great Jerry Rice.
Right, yes. He was, he, of course, is on Dancing with the Stars now. Of course, 49ers legend, all-time leading receiver in NFL history. I was supposed to talk to him via the telephone. We had some technical difficulties. Producer Angie was along for the ride to help out. Mike August, our booker, was apparently involved. That didn't work out.
It didn't happen.
And Jim Brusca, producer. Outraged. Was very upset with him.
Jerry Rice wants to call into the show, we should be ready for him. I mean, it is a star, and we should be able to pick up the phone, talk to him, and record it.
Let me just listen to this grief.
So you recorded the conversation with Brusca.
Yeah, he called me on the phone.
Instead of Rice.
Give me what for.
Okay.
Hey, Rice.
Hello, Jerry. How are you?
I'm not doing well. I tried calling this number at least 4 or 5 times.
That's I thought it was Brusca. I was going to say, is this Jerry Rice?
I don't think he's going to call now because, we gave him a number that we didn't know when the phone was ringing.
Got to beep that F word out, don't we?
All right, goodbye.
I'm not happy.
What do you want me to tell you?
I don't know. We got to get our act together. You want to know how we can make this better? When we have an interview, we should be able to record it and get it done.
When you're right, you're right.
All right, goodbye.
Brusca.
What?
What can I do at my end to make this better?
I don't know. But missing Jerry Rice, the best receiver of all time, for an interview, even though it may not have been great, is not helping us.
I didn't miss it.
I'm just saying, not you personally. I'm just
blaming Angie.
I'm not blaming anybody. All I know is we gave him a number that when people call, people don't know the one they're calling.
So you're not blaming Angie on this one.
I don't know who I'm blaming.
Why am I being destroyed by this?
Is it me?
Well, I was so full of anger. I wasn't even making sense.
Is it?
No,
Angie?
You weren't.
You're such an idiot.
I'll tell you,
I was this close to waking up from my nap. I really was when this was going down. I had a spidey sense. About 3 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Yep, I was thinking about it. I remember that.
It was unfortunate.
The bottom line is, when Jerry Rice calls, we should be able to do it.
All right.
But whatever.
The bottom line is if we're going to play something on the air that we recorded yesterday, we should go ahead and bleep out the F word in advance.
Nice. Now, who's responsible for that, Brusca?
Don't blame me on that.
Don't talk. Record it. Go to the next room and call him and record it so we can get nice C-level comedy out of it. All right. Is that it, Chuck?
That's it.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
We're going to take ourselves a little break. Ozzy's got a Brokeback Mountain movie review. The great, hilarious Jeff Ross, the king of the roast, also holds a black belt. Yeah. He'll be in here. A lot of show to go after this.
You're listening to the new Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901 Adam.
Yes, you can. The great comedian, the king of the roast, and patriot Jeff Ross in studio.
Hello, America.
The reason I say patriot is because Jeff has made many trips, or at least one, to entertain the troops in Iraq, yes?
A couple.
He's asked me. He asked me.
You remember that?
Yeah, he asked me a couple of years ago, like he was asking me if we wanted to go to Jerry's and get a sandwich. Hey, me and Drew Carey are going to Iraq on Tuesday. Yen? Let me check my watch. No, I just ate. Sorry, buddy. Okay. All right, you sure? Like we're talking about seeing a matinee.
Write you a calligraphied invitation from the President of the United States?
Who I would like to be calligraphied.
You're going to be begged to help your country?
No, I want 2 days notice before I leave into a hostel.
Hey, I was drunk at the improv. Drew goes, you want to see Iraq? I figured he's talking about his girlfriend's boobs. You know, I didn't know.
I'm just saying, before I cross the DMZ, I would like 3 days notice. That's my policy.
You need 3 days notice to go to the DMV.
But a hero. And that's why he's the king of the roast, everybody,
exactly.
Because he can take letters and put them together.
I can take ugly guys like you and eviscerate them, whether people can see your face or not.
If people know I'm quite handsome. I'm becoming. I'm fetching. Jeff Ross, who...
Adam, by the way, Adam's ugly even for the radio.
Oh, Jeff. Jeff, you are one to talk. One to talk. But it's the beauty about being a guy. Jeff Ross can get plenty of tail and still be butt ugly. It is awesome.
You going to stand up the whole time or are you going to sit down?
It's good for my... I don't know. I feel better standing up. I'm a stand-up comedian.
Jeff, and I want to know, I mean, we got stuff to plug, we got stuff to talk about, but I also do want to talk about Iraq. I mean, I do want to talk about the trip you made, and it is dangerous, even for the celebrities. I know they're not putting you on the front lines, but you're flying around in propellers, propeller-driven aircraft from the 50s, right? You're taking helicopters.
C-130.
Right. I mean, it is dangerous, isn't it?
It's dangerous. My hotel was hit with a mortar.
Really?
Shortly, about 6 minutes after we left for the morning.
Really? I mean, on when you're heading out, when you're heading home?
Just as we headed out. Then we went back and slept there that night. You heard about the Al-Rashid Hotel. This place has been bombed a few times. Now it's closed.
Why do they put you up in a place that's been hit by enemy fire so many times?
I only stay at my favorite hotel.
Whenever you're in Iraq, that's where you travel.
There's not a lot of safe places.
So how does it go? You go from, when you're in L.A., how does the flight plan go?
You go L.A., you got to go to D.C., They usually have you stop by Walter Reed or Bethesda to sort of get a reality check about why you're going. You go visit some wounded dudes, and you wind up seeing the rest of their battalion over in Iraq or Afghanistan. I've been all over the place. But you do a little, sort of cheering up session at the hospital. You go over to Andrews Air Force Base. One time I took a Air Force Two type situation with General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Wow.
So that one's really exciting. You're like a rock star, an international diplomat. You're rolling with Kuwaiti secret forces and flying into the Middle East.
So you go into D.C., you go to the hospital, you say hi to the injured troops, and then you get on a plane and you go straight over?
You stop. Well, the first time I went, we stopped in Amsterdam. We got really, really high. Then we stopped in Kuwait for like half a day. It takes like 3 days to get to Iraq from here.
Right.
And then within 48 hours, you're inside Baghdad International Airport in a military transport plane that takes you in a tactical landing, I think they call it, where you sort of
zig and zag.
Zig and zag.
Serpentine.
Yeah. And, you don't know if you're going to land. You don't know if you're going to get shot at. You don't really know what's going on. You haven't slept. There's no booze.
What don't we know? I mean, obviously, I'd pack my own booze. But what don't we know about Iraq? I mean, what is surprising when you just go there? Is there something? I know it sounds inane, but what don't we know?
What surprised me the most, Adam, was... You know, you watch a war movie or Fahrenheit 9/11, and it's those Marines, those gung-ho killers. Burn, burn. You know, they're all really on fire, these guys. They're all hotheads.
Right.
When you go to Iraq now, the regular army, you could change all the clothes of all the people on your show, and they would look just like soldiers, including the ladies.
They're all weekend reservists.
They're regular
a lot of
folks
them, right?
who are carpenters, who are accountants, who are suddenly on the front lines of a war that doesn't really have any front lines.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to do their regular job, or they signed up for a college discount.
Right.
And suddenly they're making sacrifices they may not have planned
on. That movie Southern Comfort.
Yeah.
See, all life has to get back to an 80s movie for either me or Sheck. Otherwise, we can't
my mind went to the reservists who fight against Rambo in vain.
Talking about a Sheck
First
movie?
Blood.
Should have went there, yeah.
He was great in King Kong. Did you see that one yet?
Oh, please. That is racist. That is... I'm thinking about
the one where he played a genie. I'm all...
Yeah, that is racist. Speaking of racist... It was Martin Luther King's birthday yesterday. They always talk about the celebrations, and every time someone delivers a speech, they talk about his dream, and they've made quite a bit of progress, but then they always finish it with, still a long way to go. And as a white guy, I always take umbrage. I always feel bad. Like, what does that part mean, still a long way to go? I know maybe they mean culturally, or they mean within... They're within their own black community, but I always take, there's a little bit of a, whitey still holding them down. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think you're thinking about it as a patriotic term, the country as a whole.
I see.
Like, for instance.
Maybe I'm defensive, but I always feel bad when we still got a long way to go.
You know what would help that long trip would be if 50 Cent ever became a civil rights activist, we'd have a day off for every time he was shot.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I say 50 Cent for mayor of New Orleans. That would be awesome.
Get him for three for a dollar right now.
I think he has a clearer head than Ray Nagy does. Jeff Ross is going to be taping his pilot for Fox on February 2nd at the Avalon Theater, and he needs folks to go out and check it out. And if you've not seen Jeff Ross in person, you're really not missing anything. No, you've not seen comedy. That's what I want to say. You've not seen stand-up comedy or live comedy unless you've seen Jeff Ross live. We need to take ourselves a little break. Ozzy is here with his movie review. Jeff Ross is hanging out with us. I think we'll bring Ozzy in and have him do his review, and then maybe Ross can review Ozzy's review.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You want to do that next, or I was going to save Ozzy a little bit later?
Okay, we'll do a little more talking with Jeff, and then we'll bring Ozzy in. More of everything after this.
You're listening to the new Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-AGAM. Adam.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the phone number, 866-901-ADAM. Jeff Ross, king of the roast, in studio. We did find Steve-O's rap on the internet. This is just a little taste of it.
Gunplay to open it. And I don't like to frown. That's why I lay it down. Hey, Steve-O's a gangster. Whack it, smack it. Let's make a racket. I'm so tough, I always attack it. You know he's a gangster.
It's unclear if he's serious or not. I think he is, right?
You hear the guys holding him up.
All right. All right. All right. Tad said it wasn't dirty.
That wasn't rapping. That was crapping.
Jeff Ross, who's going to be doing a TV show, a free performance at the Avalon this February 2nd. You go to www.tellyourface.com and you can get in for free. And who else is going to be performing on the bill, Jeff?
I'm going to be goofing on, like, regular folks. A guy who works at a homeless shelter. Me and Saget and a couple of my comedian friends are going to eviscerate a few people who deserve it from our real lives.
Saget feels... It's funny because Saget evidently used to be a dirty comedian or a blue comedian, and then he got on to all this sort of Lily White primetime stuff and had to rein it in. Now he's on a scatological tear. I introduced him to my mom. He called her a bitch. He said MF-er. Used the N-word with my dad, and he's not even black. I mean, he's out of control. What he's basically letting everyone know that he's not the dad from Too Close for Comfort or Full House. He's not the Full House dad. He's not the guy from the video show anymore. He is Bob Effing Saget.
He's the
one bad white guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He should change his middle name to Effing. it's enough. And by the way, that's what we need. That's what we have to do. We have to start changing. We have to do the name change thing and make everyone go along with it. And if you pick up some stupid religion to sort of make it okay, it'll work. Bob Effing Saget. That will say it all. Have business cards printed up, stationery. It'll be awesome.
What would mine be?
Same.
Jeff Effing Ross.
No, Saget. he's a bigger name, he's a bigger draw. Saying, if we see Jeff Effing Saget on the marquee,
I would actually go to see that show too.
That's what I'm saying. What a hybrid comedian, Jeff Effing Saget. Okay, Jeff Ross is agreed because he's the king of the roast to do a little roasting for us in studio.
This is gonna be hard because there's everybody here looks so good.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out whether to get you started by throwing you a slow-pitched snowball underhand named Big Tad.
I don't need you to get started, that's for sure.
Should we give you Big Tad?
This
who do you want to start with?
This place has an uglier cast than March of the Penguins.
Oh.
This is really the ugliest group of people. Hey, Tad, how you doing, man? It's good to see you.
I'm doing all right.
All right. Who gave you that shirt? FEMA? Did you do wash up in New Orleans? They gave you something dry? What is that?
Actually, it's my friend's clothing company. Thank you very much.
Oh, great. Glad I got you into that. Yeah. Is that your friend's tent company? What is that? No, good luck on, I'm going to submit you to Celebrity Fat Club, but you're not a celebrity. You know that show, Celebrity Fat Club, where celebrities go on and lose their celebrity?
He's delighted by that one himself.
I don't know.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And what can you say bad about Bruska? There's nothing wrong with Bruska.
I'm a nice, normal guy.
There.
No, he looks good. Is it assembly day? What'd you dress up for?
I am looking a little geeky. That's true.
Yeah. But, no, seriously, you were great in Bowling for Columbine. Very convincing. When you dove under that desk in the library, I'm a big fan. Some of these are kind of shots in the dark, folks.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was up all night drinking and partying with the Jackass crew.
Oh, really? Yeah, Steve-O and company?
Steve-O was like the only one who wasn't there, and I think they were glad.
Really? Were you really hanging with the Jackass crew?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The
Saturday and Sunday. It was a long, crazy time.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's time for you to settle down, Jeff.
I'm settled. I have a girlfriend. You know,
do?
It's not like what you think it is. It's a lot of mostly gay stuff with those guys.
Oh, okay. All right.
Are you going to roast Dave Damashek?
He's too good looking.
Yeah,
I don't try to. I don't usually make fun of gay people because they write letters and they complain, and it's so much more of a hassle.
Yeah,
really.
More trouble than it's worth. Yeah.
And what about Rachel Perry? Mm.
Rachel's too beautiful. She would get mad at me.
Now Rachel.
I would get mad at you.
Rachel. Well,
she's little. She's skinny. She's skinny. That would be the angle, right?
Jeff thinks he has a shot with you.
Yeah.
And I know you're all about the looks and the pretty boys.
You want to have lunch at the
kind of
I'm
stuff.
So shallow.
No, I'm not saying that, but I
No,
you,
I am.
You're dating a very attractive man right now. So I assume
Thank you for noticing.
That's what you enjoy.
I'll let him know you said so.
But you know what? But you are. Here's what I'm saying.
I enjoy it.
I'm not turning this into a Rachel Perry roast, but I like an attractive woman, you like an attractive man, right?
Yeah, sure.
And there's some women that feel like they have to constantly defend that. No. But then you see the cavalcade of hairless, beautiful, ripped guys they've been dating, and it's like, look, you can't say that and go home to Lorenzo Lamas every day. You know what I'm saying? You have a good-looking guy, and I'm sure you like a good-looking guy, but could you overcome that with a guy like Jeff Ross?
Look at me.
Look at him.
No.
Okay.
He's hideous.
Oh, no, my really. God.
I didn't say one mean thing about her either.
I know. You said she was beautiful.
Oh, you skinny little brat. Oh, my gosh. Want to go to lunch at the Ivy? I mean, IV, intravenous? She's anorexic, folks. Anyway.
Thank you.
I appreciate you honored my homeland by showing up in your Canadian tuxedo today, though. That was nice. Mm-hmm. With your denim.
Oh.
Denim.
See, that's... That's a local joke.
Good one, babe.
All right.
Sure. Rick Moranis got that one up in the North Country, but down here in La La Land.
a good way to go out.
And hey, who brought their son? Who is this chick? Didn't Angelina Jolie adopt you?
All right, let's take a break. Jeff Ross, King of the Roast, everybody. He's going to hang in. Ozzy's going to be doing his movie review. We have sports. We have news. All that after this.
All right.
This is Kevin Nealon, and if you're not listening to The Adam Carolla Show, I hope you have a good excuse. Give Adam a call at 1-866-901-ADAM.
Wow. The one celebrity, Mike August, actually got in studio. Kevin Nealon. The great Kevin Nealon.
Yeah, hug comedians while a comedian's sitting here. That's real nice.
Yeah. That would have been funny if your mic was on. Jeff Ross, everybody. The King of the Roast. You want to see Jeff in person? Well, you go to his apartment. I'm not going to give out any addresses or numbers. February 2nd, he's going to be roasting normal people. John Q. Public, he will be roasting. And you can get free tickets at www.tellyourface.com. That's at the Avalon Ballroom. It's going to be made into a TV special. Shane?
Yeah, what's up?
You want to know if Dave Damashek is going to cover Supercross in his sports?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty compelling this year.
He's a Jew. Do you understand me? They don't do Supercross.
My answer is no.
Yeah. I go to that Supercross race every year at Anaheim. It's awesome. Yeah. 70,000 people, not one Jew.
I admire it, but I don't, you know, I don't know any of their names. Well, no one does anyone else.
It's the gut-busting sport of warriors. But anytime you have to do that, he's the Michael Jordan of for your sport. It means no one's heard of your sport. He is the of lawn tennis. He's the Michael Jordan. This guy is the of curling. He is the Michael Jordan of whenever they do that. It means no one knows your sport or who the guy is. So we have to.
Jimmy Kimmel had that Jordan joke about me. He said I was the Michael Jordan of baseball of roasting.
Whatever happened to Jimmy? Jeff Ross in studio, and what do we got? We're going to move forward. We're going to do some news. Yes, Rachel Perry? Mm.
Absolutely.
I'll say yay. Yeah. New theme. Herb Alpert, everybody.
How can there be bad news?
Doesn't matter.
This?
Guys with three names put to death, famine, locusts. It's all good when you hear Herb in the background.
Absolutely. The 63rd annual Golden Globes took place last night. Brokeback Mountain, the big winner with four awards. Walk the Line took home three. Some other people won some awards, but of course, my favorite, Hugh Laurie, who some may know as the man who sat next to Rachel on the plane in the episode of Friends where she goes to England to stop Ross's wedding. Mm. He also, of course, plays Dr. House on the TV show House, which is one of my favorites and was honored with the award for Best Actor in a Drama.
Can I say this? It seems like these things like the Golden Globes used to be a predictor of the Oscars until somebody started saying it's a predictor of the Oscars, and then it stopped. Hmm. All these things are like, you know, oh, when the Washington Redskins win at home on an election year, a Democrat always blah blah. All these things that always take place that have been going on for 100 years always stop as soon as people start mentioning them. Huh. As soon as I started hearing, oh, whoever wins the Golden Globe for Best Actor always wins a Golden Globe for Oscar, it seemed to have stopped happening. Did anyone
Why
else
is
experience that?
That?
I don't know. I don't know, but we should stop talking about it. Ready? Go. Okay.
One more thing.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead.
Clarence Ray Allen, who is the oldest, was the oldest inmate on death row in California, was sent to the suite hereafter this morning, minutes after turning 76 years old.
It's got to be nice for his family when they're bragging about their children. My son was an Eagle Scout, was the youngest Eagle Scout. Oh, yeah? My son was the oldest guy ever to be put to death. Awesome. Jeff Ross, the youngest black belt in New Jersey.
How'd you know that?
I read the bios.
10 and a half, I got a black belt.
Amazing.
I should get a Golden Globe.
Amazing. Now he's 35 and can barely get out of bed. It's awesome.
And Jewish, too. What are the odds of that?
You don't see a lot of Jewish black belts. No. Chuck Norris is the only other one.
No way.
And Steven Seagal.
No
there's
way.
Lots of us.
There's no way. Chuck Norris is Jewish?
Give me a break.
No.
Are you kidding me?
He is not.
Take a good look at him.
Good look. He drives a 4x and has a blonde beard.
He's Jewish. He has a beard on his head. What is that thing?
Okay. All right, keep going.
Steven Seagal?
I'm hip with Seagal, but Norris, look him up, Ruska.
I'm one of those people who doesn't understand how you can tell someone's Jewish by looking at them.
Well, you're from, I go by scent, but you're from Canada. You don't have Jews
Martin
over
Luther
there.
Martin Luther King was Jewish. People never give him credit for it.
One day I'll sit down and I'll explain to you how it works over here with Jews and everything else.
Okay.
Anyone named King? Larry King? Alan King?
Right.
Rodney King, Jewish.
Hey, right. speaking of King, Martin Luther King Day yesterday, Mayor Ray Nagins decided to, you know, make a speech to the people of New Orleans, and he told them how he was going to celebrate Martin Luther King Day.
And then I decided to talk directly to Dr. King.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Interesting. And apparently, mm-hmm. Martin, I think they're mm-hmm. on a first-name basis now.
Sure.
Had plenty of great things to say. You know, it's hearsay and all, but...
Right.
He said, I wouldn't like that.
He also mm-hmm. said...
He said, I wouldn't like that either.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I really don't like that either.
Look, I know this sounds racist, but are all black elected officials crazy? I know it sounds like I'm stereotyping, but it just... It just seems like they're 0 for 5 or 10. Every time somebody hops up there, it just seems like insanity just comes forth. Am I right?
Bombacco Barra, we're yet to find out if he's crazy or not.
Yes, I'm waiting for
any
him
minute,
to go off the deep end.
Leak,
yes,
right.
Yes,
a lot of ordained ministers too. You know,
yes.
It must be a pretty easy thing to become. I've never looked into it.
I think you can do it through the mail, yeah. Because if NFL linemen are doing it, and every city official is, it must be an easy gig.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, I think Martin Martin had a few more things to say, but they were all pretty similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
I'll move on to the box office. What do you say?
Mm-hmm.
Hoodwinked was the number one movie over the weekend, $16.6 million.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Glory Road.
Mm-hmm.
Not the gay movie. $16.5 million. Very close.
Mm-hmm.
Last Holiday, Queen Latifah was in number three. Chronicles of Narnia fell down to number four. Mm. Hostel was number one, fell down to number five.
Oof.
Fun with Dick and Jane, still in there. People like a good Jim Carrey, T. Leone.
Really?
Yeah.
But this isn't it? Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
No,
King Kong at number seven. Tristan and Isolde at number eight. Brokeback Mountain at nine. And
that was good.
Cheaper by the Dozen at number 10. Of course, I'm sure we're going to hear from Ozzy about Brokeback Mountain. Can't wait.
Yeah. Everybody wants to know, like, you know, why Steve Martin doing, you know, Cheaper by the Dozen 2 and all this kind of stuff. We were talking about it at football over at Kimmel's over the weekend. I figured out he's in for a taste, right? I mean,
he's not
just getting $8 or $10 million. He's in for 15-20%. These things are kids' movies, so they're going to sell a kajillion DVDs. I mean, you have to get this for your kids to keep them quiet in the back of the minivan. And then there's all this international stuff. He probably quietly makes $35 or $40 million for 4 months' work. That's why Steve Martin does, you know.
Yes. I wouldn't see that movie if it was a condition of my parole.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was so bad, I fired my agent. It should have had the premiere at a Blockbuster.
Bruska's just handed me this note that Chuck Norris is an 8th-degree black belt in Taekwondo.
Fantastic,
thank
Bruska.
You. We were arguing over whether he was a Jew, not whether he's ever put a gi on before, you went in.
I missed the conversation.
I'm no
around.
Ass.
I'm so wait a second. So Chaz Norris.
Hold on.
Chaz Norris
Here's
knows.
The thing. I got to defend myself. Here's the thing. He's always asking me to get stuff. He doesn't realize I'm trying to set up the next break, the next stuff for the show. And he's like, go get
all
this.
Right, well,
go
let
get
me,
this.
Let
and
me
I'm
just summarize.
Gonna,
I just want to summarize,
I'm
Bruska.
Show up and ask him what the heck
I just want to summarize.
He does karate.
Chaz Norris knows karate.
I don't believe it. You're telling
really
me
irate.
Walker Texas Ranger was formerly a black belt?
That's right.
I've never heard of such
You're
nonsense.
Joking.
You know, just because a guy makes 175 karate movies, people think he's known for his karate.
Missing in Action 1, 2, and 3.
I came at the end of that conversation.
17 million kicks to the bad guy's heads. He knows karate, it turns out.
Wow.
Don't you see when I'm out of the room?
Mm-hmm.
I guess not.
No one notices.
He didn't get his start with Second City? Is that what you're saying? I thought he was out of Chicago. I thought he was with that whole group. He's not with that whole group? Okay. All right. Well, I'm mistaken then. I guess he's done karate. Go ahead. I always thought that
His
was a stuntman.
His first love is the stage.
All right, Prescott.
All right, leave me alone.
All right, here we go.
I guess finally, I got plenty more news later. Some gossip stuff, some other stuff.
What's a gossip?
Apparently, Gillian Anderson got drunk on wine on a flight and started telling a fellow passenger he was taking his wife for granted, and then he wanted to be left alone, so they moved her to another seat, and she cried under a blanket for an hour.
Wow. Wow. Mm. I believe it. I believe it because it's humiliating. If she'd saved the plane from going down, I wouldn't believe it, but this I believe.
Stephen Baldwin said that he has vowed to take photographs of the license plates of patrons of a soon-to-be-open porn shop down the road from his home in Nyack, New York, and then he's going to find out who the patrons are and put their names in the local paper. And he said he's not going to stop until it's shut down because he's personally not okay with pornography, and he thinks it adds to the moral decay of our culture.
Born again Baldwin. That's like supersizing blowhard. You know what I mean? I mean, the Baldwins are all blowhards. Let's face it. I like some of them, but they're just genetically born to blow hard. And then you get the born again behind that. You've just turbocharged your blowhardness. That is a super, there's nobody that could blow as hard as a born again Baldwin. Do that math. There, close your eyes and picture a scenario where someone could blow as hard as a Baldwin and now a Bible thumping born again Baldwin. That is
on a soapbox with a bullhorn.
That is Shaq on creatine. That's what that is. You could not blow that hard. Wow. All right. Oh, we found out Chuck Norris is Jewish, by the way.
Thank
You're
you.
Right. You're Jews right, Jeff
know
Ross.
Jews know Jews.
They do.
Just like black people know black people.
That's right. All right.
And finally on TV tonight, American Idol 5th season premiere, 8 to 10 on Fox.
All right. I know I sound like just a naysayer here, but I don't get it. I do get the part where you narrow it down to the big eight and you're cheering for your one guy or your one gal. But the part where it's just bad karaoke night over Dimples, that part where now people are putting people on, they come up, it's a gag, some frat guy comes up, he's going to sing The Greatest Love of All and hack it all up. That's entertainment? While these three guys sit at a folding table drinking Diet Coke and going,
Adam,
I wasn't feeling you, dog. And here's the... You're
the perfect example.
What?
How could you not see why this show would work? You are a regular guy that got some notoriety based on your talent. You went from being a regular dude to like a guy who's famous and on the radio and TV and stuff.
Yes.
That's the appeal of American Idol, is you pull somebody right out of their regular life.
Yes.
And you there's an idol.
Unless they win, I wish they just go away.
You are the American dream.
I understand that. Thank you, Jeff Ross. Jeff Ross, by the way, www.tellyourface.com, going to be at the Avalon February 2nd. See, if you compliment me, I always give you a plug.
You having fun?
Yeah.
Well, tell your face.
Oh, see, I was going to give you a plug, but you made fun of me.
Here's the thing with the idol.
I understand when you're cheering at the end. It's just the beginning when it's the cavalcade of horrible people that can't sing. And then it's the judges are just sort of like, I wasn't feeling it or that was bad. And Simon Cowell is not an interesting guy. It's just he's bookended by two simpletons, and everything that comes out of his mouth sounds like it's genius. But think about how smart you would seem. What? Really?
Isn't that what you've done here?
Yes, I've surrounded myself with simpletons in life, so I appear to be
That's
a
good.
Genius.
Got the cast of The Ringer writing for you.
Yeah. That's why we had Ross on the show, and not someone funny. www.tellyourface.com, everybody.
Well,
think about it. Do the math. Paula Abdul is on the right side of you, and I wasn't feeling it, dog, is on the left side of you. How funny, how smart, how interesting are you going to seem? Really? Do the math. Okay.
Well, that's the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
The top story. Chaz Norris knows karate.
Jew.
He's such a jerk.
By looking at him, you know he's a Jew. Knows karate.
I'll tell you, this internet, it's amazing. What did we do before the internet? No one had any idea that Chaz Norris ever put a gi on. Nobody knew.
I got no credit for a scoop, Rachel.
I'm never looking anything else up ever again.
Round four of Kobe versus Shaq Fu. Lakers win it thanks to Kobe's 37 points. Clippers also win. They beat Utah. They won three in a row. Golden State beats Seattle. Baron Davis just misses the triple-double. In the NHL, San Jose, the Sharks winners. Phoenix and Anaheim, losers. Bad start to championship week for the Seahawks. Their starting right tackle, Sean Locklear, arrested yesterday for allegedly choking his girlfriend. New York Jets have hired former New England defensive coordinator Eric Mangini to be their new head coach. And the NFL says the official who reversed the call of Troy Polamalu's fourth quarter interception in Sunday's game against the Colts was wrong. Thank goodness Coach Cowher and company were able to overcome that injustice.
Yeah.
Now, normally, of course, we talk some sports here, but Jeffrey Ross doesn't really know or care for sports. So let's go back to these Golden Globes. We're talking about Sandra Oh.
Did Jamie Foxx win anything?
I'm guessing he's got an Oscar,
Grammy. He's going to get the championship belt, Special Olympic gold medal.
Hoist the Stanley Cup.
Latin Grammy.
It's
going to
be awesome. Maybe a black belt.
I always get nervous, like these biopics that win, that'll Walk the Line one, and then Johnny Cash dies that same year, and they made Ray, and then Ray died, and people, can't we make the Ashley Simpson movie?
That'd be awesome. Jeff Ross story.
Well, let me just offer you this.
The worst, to me, the quintessential blowhard actress thing is this, we were talking about earlier, Sandra Oh from Desperate, not from Desperate Housewives, but Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
You know, she's the Asian one on the show.
She's the Asian one on everyone.
Yes.
She's grating, she's so grating on the show, you know, she dates this guy who, and she's hateable, and yet we're supposed to find it endearing, her little quirks. Anyway, she wins an award for some reason, for her wonderful performance, and she does I can't catch her breath. She's so excited. And yes. But here is quintessential blowhard. Here we go.
Thank you for letting me act. It means so much to me.
Wow.
Thank you for letting me act, she says.
Who did give her permission to act? We should talk to them. See if they can rescind it.
Give us a little I. Listen to the breathless. She's just... Now that's just silly. That's silly.
It's going to start raining soon.
Enough's enough.
Wow. Got the Land of Lakes maiden up there.
And, you know, this on the heels of Rachel Weisz. You know, when she came to the stage, now that was a kook. And then Sandra Oh comes up there and trumps her. I couldn't believe. But also, I like to see that Tim McGraw, a couple other thoughts. I thought Tim McGraw, happy to see that in the formal attire, still made the cowboy hat made an appearance. Yeah. He went with black leather.
And what did I say yesterday about the cowboy hat?
Yeah, you said
out.
Out.
No longer. Not appropriate for anyone.
Yeah.
The movie makes it all hot again.
Yeah. And also, he was grandfathered in by being a country singer from many years ago. But yes, I don't like I don't like the black formal cowboy hat, although I do like the old-time Western tie.
With the bolo?
Colonel Sanders tie.
I got one of those. Buddy Hackett gave it to me.
It's a good look.
That was my favorite tie.
Yeah.
Wore it at the Heff Roast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good look. I don't like, I'll tell you what I don't like. I don't like when hot chicks cut their hair short. That's what I gathered from this. When I saw Natalie Portman, I know she did some thing where she shaved her head, but listen, when you're smoking hot, stop shaving your head, stop cutting your hair off. I think, Keira Knightley did this little bit earlier in the year.
It's a shame.
When you're piping hot, leave your hair long. That's part of your piping hotness. Otherwise, you go to cute. You immediately go from piping hot to pixie. Like, she's cute. Yeah, she's cute. That's my wife. I said, what the hell is she doing? Look at that hair. She's got, Natalie Portman. I love her, but look at her hair. And my wife goes, she's cute. And I go, yeah, that's my point. She's gone now to cute. Don't shave your head, Rachel. Don't ever cut that hair of yours.
I won't.
Or you're out.
Well, it
or
was you're for out. A movie, though. They were for movies.
I don't
did that.
Care. I don't care. Oh, by the way, why?
Yeah.
Why? You see a lot of bald women walking around?
Shoot, Keira Knightley was playing what do you call those, bounty hunter or something like that.
Okay, you can have a ponytail. And look, the dog, the guy, the actual bounty hunter, the dog guy, his hair's down to his waist. So if he can have it, then you can hunt bounty. You don't need it. Look, if you're doing a World War II Auschwitz type of thing, or if you have cancer, you can shave your head. If you're hunting down perps, you don't need a clean shaven head, do you?
Well, whatever happened to the little piece of plastic, the bald hat?
Yeah, put the bald hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed that. All right, Rachel, don't ever cut that hair. It's
I'm
a source
through.
Of your power.
I've
you done, Chuck?
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All right. I want to thank the great Jeff Ross, the king of the roasts. www.tellyourface.com.
That is going to roast people.
February 2nd, Avalon Ballroom. Thanks for coming in, Jeff. We got
congratulations, fellas. Congratulations.
Ozzy with his movie review. Mary Lynn Rice Cup is going to be in here. She's from 24. Fox is 24. She's going to be in here. All that after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM. Thank you very much.
That's right. 866-901-ADAM's phone number. Give us a call. Tell us what you're thinking. We will have Mary Lynn Rice Cub in here. She stars as Chloe in 24 on Fox, which I watched last night. Intense. It's like a movie. It's amazing. We have in studio now the great Ozzy Oswaldo. What's happening, Ozzy?
Hi, good morning.
Yes, it's Adam, by the way. I've worked with Ozzy for 16 years. He cannot do Adam. He does, it's a sound. I know the sound. when I hear, it's actually more distinctive because there's other guys named Adam. So once in a while, if you heard the name Adam, well, maybe he's not talking to this Adam. But when you hear, you respond, my ears perk up like a dog. Don't give it to me one. Ozzy, listen, I've been saying your name correctly for 16 years. Ozzy, Oswaldo, right?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so now give me my name one more time.
Alan.
I'm going to say, first off, I'm this close to changing my name just because I'm tired. I'm thinking about going with Keith. Can you say Keith?
Keith.
Okay. Trying to think of a name. What? How about your own name? What if I just change my name to Oswaldo? Can you pronounce that?
Oswaldo.
Okay. Oswaldo.
Pretty close. I always like a nice Rogelio.
Yeah, we work with a Rogelio. How about Rogelio?
It's working, you know, mechanic.
No, not the real Rogelio. I mean the name Rogelio. I know he works as a mechanic.
Rogelio.
Okay. Rogelio. All right, Ozzy, I'd like to, from this day forth, be known as Rogelio. Okay?
Or okay. Brandon.
Yeah. All right, so you
Brandon?
Call, you, ooh. But that had a Latin flair.
Panache, yeah.
Yeah, here's the whole thing. You want a name that sounds good, not a name that sounds like a cat bringing up a fur ball. See, Brandon sounds good, but just sounds like a drunken pirate.
Yeah, you know, the pronunciation in Spanish is different, you know, to English. You know, they say Alan in Spanish, you know, it's difficult for say the pronunciation Alan, you know, in English, you know.
Right.
It's saying, you know, right. Corazón in Spanish, in real Spanish, you know, or corazón in Latin.
Right.
You know, they make a corazón and say corazón.
Yeah, but here's my argument to that. I understand, like I said, if I see the word pollo, I would say polo. If you're from Nebraska and you see the chicken place, El Pollo Loco, you say El Polo Loco, and then somebody corrects them and says, no, no, in Spanish, you know, you see the two L's, it's pollo, or the one L, pollo. It's not tortilla, it's tortilla. But you can do it both ways. I mean, I can say Adam and say, argh. Two, just start saying Adam. That's what I'm saying. I know you can say, and I know it's pronounced it in Spanish, but we're not living in Nicaragua. We're living in Los Angeles. I need to hear some Adam out of you. Give me one good Adam, one clean one.
Adam.
Okay.
Can you say the letter D?
D.
See, he can say the letter D. Why can't he use it in your name?
Why? Because he's angry. Because I don't pay him enough. And this is a F you to Whitey. I mean, that's how I read it. I'm wrong. Did you know that Chuck Norris had a black belt, by the way?
Chuck Norris?
Yes, he said Chuck Norris's name better than he says my name. He's known me for 16 years. All right, Ozzy, I met some years ago when we were, well, about 16 years ago when we were brothers, building a gymnasium in Pasadena. We've been thick as thieves ever since, and he did my TLC TV show, and he has a movie review, so let's, and it's been going great, by the way, Ozzy, so let's just keep the fun train
Brokeback
rolling.
Brokeback Mountain, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, Brokeback Mountain. Here we go.
Oswaldo, tell us about some movies. We want to know which movies you have seen. Go ahead, Oswaldo, tell us.
The movie I saw was Brokeback Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is set in the state of Wyoming and Texas. The movie star Jake Gyllenhaal as Jack Twist. Heath mm-hmm. Ledger is Enid Delmar. Mm-hmm. Anne Hathaway is Lauren. And Michelle Williams is Alma.
Who was the second male? What's his name?
Anne Hathaway.
No, but what was the guy?
The actor.
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
Wow. I know who stars in the movie. I couldn't figure it out. Okay. What's his name one more time?
Heath Ledger.
Okay. Go ahead.
Anytime you make this review, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not easy. It's the other way, you know.
It's difficult.
Yeah, difficult. Thank you. Thank
it's
you.
Difficult. Yes.
It's a history, you know, about two young cowboys mm-hmm. and big romance in the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Romance in the mountains.
The film you release, you know, is one tragic and epic love history in the summer of 1963.
63, yes. Summer of love in the mountains, yes.
In the movie, Jack and English realize, you know, mm-hmm. they love each other but they come together.
They come together. The two guys love each other.
Yeah.
But they can't come together.
They can't come together. Forbidden love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First, Annie is married in November 1963. Jack married later the year.
Mm-hmm. He gets married that year to a woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jack and Annie work to mountain to their encounter.
What happened? He did what?
So he go to the mountain, you know, for the encounter, you know, secret encounter, you know.
Yeah, he goes to the mountains. Yeah. He goes with his male lover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But secret rendezvous.
For the sexual encounter.
Yeah, secret rendezvous, yes. Mm-hmm. Much like then me and Ozzy used
back
to do.
To their real famous. Life with the families.
Uh-huh, then they go back to the families.
Yeah.
Right.
Say, no say nothing, you know, be quiet.
Yeah, well, we got the same thing going.
In the end, the movie, you know, is very tragic and very sad.
Hmm, sad. Mm-hmm.
This film made me see how many married and single guys, as well, you know, as some of friends mm-hmm. coming out of the closet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a gay movie.
Gay movie. Okay, it took 20 minutes to get to that. Yeah, let me just tell you something. When you're talking about cowboys raping each other on a mountain in Montana, I do the gay math. I understand it's a gay movie.
Yeah.
Did you know Chuck Norris was a black belt, by the way?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, shocking. Yeah, the internet. It's amazing.
He's left this review called.
Left the reviewer called.
Yeah.
Wow, powerful. Hard-hitting and controversial. Never. Oh, yeah, that was his Waldo, yeah.
Thank you.
I, too, saw this movie.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. And let me say this to you about it.
Hmm.
One, the guy's name, Heath Ledger's character, is Ennis.
Yeah.
E-N-N-I-S.
You're
this
asking
is a little
for
on
trouble.
The nose. If you name your child Ennis,
yeah.
you can go either way. You put a P in front of the word.
Yeah, Ennis. First name Ennis.
Or you change the E to A. Ennis, either way.
His last name being Cornholis, I think, was another
right.
mistake.
Right. As parents, you're really yeah. dictating what the child is going to become.
You name your kid Ennis Cornholis, you're asking for trouble. Especially if he's going to go camping 3 months out of the year with another dude.
There's another scene in the movie, too, that I think, Ace, you would be intrigued by, is that Heath Ledger, a.k.a. Ennis,
uh-huh.
is sitting with his wife. And
what was Gyllenhaal's name? Eubangus?
Yes, I think that was.
His old Civil
right.
War name?
Yes. I think that's what Ozzy said. But
Ennis and Eubangus are going up to the mountain then? Yes, sorry.
Ennis is mm-hmm. is out with the with his old lady,
mm-hmm.
and they have a run in with some Harley dudes, you know, so you know the
right.
black leather Harley
butch
dudes.
Guys, yeah. But,
no, not butch guys. You know, the rough and tumble, the Harley guys. The
yeah. Well, I don't mean gay butch.
Oh,
I mean
butch,
I,
right.
I mean straight breeder butch. Yeah.
And it's an interesting thing that this is something that you see in movies more and more, which is that to prove one's toughness, the star of the movie has a run-in with the Hell's Angels dudes and gives them what for with the fists.
Right.
You know? And yeah. when you get that, and I was saying, the Hell's Angels must have, you know, the biker dudes really are getting a bad rap these days. They're the punching bags of everyone, all the stars of the movies.
Yeah, they're always getting their ass kicked. Yeah, the paper lines.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
but
are my notes on the movie.
All right. Yeah. Ozzy?
Yep.
Now, what did you think? Be honest, because I don't know if this sort of activity is frowned upon in the Latin community, but from your home country of Nicaragua, would this movie be okay? Would it be acceptable? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. You know, I disappeared to my country a long time ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, you know, it's difficult, you know, for these people, you know, in the Latin community.
Yeah.
You know, more in the country, you know,
mm-hmm.
Living, you know, free, you know, for
yeah.
the people not putting the finger, you know, over the real life, you know.
Right.
It's very difficult.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
And that's why you had to leave.
Yep.
Okay. Well, at least we got that straight.
I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. He took his guy pal. And he fled to the United States of America, where he's free to express himself, not only on the radio, but through his own sexuality. That's what I love about Ozzy. God love you, Ozzy.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Have we paid you yet?
I make the bill.
Okay, make us a bill. All right, good. All right, we will take ourselves a little break. Mary Lynn Rice Cub is coming in here. She plays Chloe, kind of a cute computer nerd on 24. Fox is 24. Watched her last night. Have many questions for her. Theoretically,
She's running a little late.
A shocker. Mike August, she might world's be greatest booker.
She might be the next break, if not the break after that. But we got plenty of other stuff to do.
All right.
Including Tara and the Hot Sales Girl is going to come in.
Oh, really? All right. We'll do that after this.
You listen to Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam New at 866-901-ADAM.
Yep. Still pronounces my name better than Ozzy. My dear beloved Ozzy. Mary Lynn Rice Cub here today from 24. Monday nights, Fox, 9 p.m. Watch it last night because I did the big 2-hour special Monday and Tuesday. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot.
Before, I don't want to bum you out, but before we get into 24.
I need to cry under a blanket for a second.
I want to talk about bathroom acoustics. I don't know if you ladies have this problem or not, but I walked into the men's room and some poor guy was on the pot. And because a pin sounds like an M80 going off in the bathrooms, how they have them laid out acoustically, tile on the floor, tile on the walls, tile on the ceilings. There's nothing that's not made out of porcelain or ceramics in there. Poor guy has to sit there and sort of, he's in a holding pattern until I'm done with my business. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
You're making number one.
I'm making number one. Oh, he's halfway into number two, but he has to hold his horses until I'm done, and he's heard the door close before the fireworks can begin again.
Mm. Oh, shoot. Thanks for having me here today.
No,
I'm pulling out the hard-hitting subjects.
I realize this is poor etiquette and probably rude, but it's on my mind. I'm just saying.
Hello?
We got to start putting some of those foam egg crate stuff on the ceiling or something to absorb the sound.
Take your drum kit in there while you're at it.
Yeah, I really do feel like I want to make busy noise just to let the guy know that it's okay for him to keep going. And normally I'll give him a little courtesy flush on the urinal, but these don't have the handle, so there's nothing you can do. You have to move out of the way and wait for the infrared eye. Mm. You guys don't know anything about this, do you?
I know about the infrared eye.
Oh, you do?
Always makes me feel like I'm invisible, because every time I go in front of one of those, it
never goes for me either.
It doesn't work.
I assume it goes when
you stand up.
It's terrible.
Guy's supposed to go while you flush, just real quick.
What you're looking for when you're caught in between, when you're in that demilitarized zone on the pot and you've heard someone come in and you're halfway into your business, what you're looking for is a little ambient noise so that you can keep going with your business. That dead silence, that's not going to cut it.
Have you ever done this one where you're just belting up your pants and you finish and then you hear somebody come into the room? Mm-hmm. I'll hide out in the stall. I'll wait until I hear them leave again.
I'm standing there
like a boob.
I do too.
Hey, thanks for watching 24.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten into the bathroom and just gone the whole time while you're in there just to cover up any sounds anybody's making?
Yeah, all right. Can we talk about the show, or
no.
Do you still want to go with the potty talk?
No.
All right, because I'd like to move
Let's
on.
Let's not be crazy.
I watched Jack Bauer do his business, and you know the way I mean that, yesterday on Fox. It is, it's a great show. I have to admit that I don't watch every week, but all I have is angry.
Are you saying don't make a fart noise, Courtney?
No, make a fart noise. Is that your publicist?
Sorry, go on. Yes.
Let's put it this way. I've never heard anyone say anything other than this is a great show about 24. Close your eyes. You ever heard anyone go, oh, I hate that show, or oh, fake-o, or come on, I hate that guy, or this is no good? All it ever is people going, you don't watch? You gotta watch 20. You're getting angry.
Mm-hmm.
Our buddy Tony Barbieri grabs me by the lapels and shakes me every time I see him if I hadn't watched 24 the week before. Must be nice to be associated with that kind of quality.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah. I like it. It's a lot of fun.
And what would it be like if you're in the bathroom and you're associated with that kind of quality? What would that sound like?
Well, let me check with my publicist.
What would that sound like?
They should give you the go-ahead.
Yeah. What did that sound like? Give us a shot.
Heaven.
Give us a sound.
Oh, I thought you meant what would that flushing sound that you just... No, yeah. I can't do that
you
anymore.
Can't. You could pull it off a Fox.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be on that show.
The Mary Lynn is going to be in a new movie called Firewall, which is coming out with Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Now, what is this? It's an action movie, obviously. It's coming out February 10th.
Yeah.
Are you...
He's the head of a big securities banking.
Is it a computer thing?
Yeah. Firewall, get it?
Yeah, I just learned
you
what
build
a firewall...
Build a wall around the...
I just learned what a firewall was like 3 weeks ago when I started doing these live spots.
That's what people ask me all the time about 24, if I know about computers. The answer is no.
Because you play an expert.
I can't tell if I'm in love with my voice on the radio or if it's the worst thing I've ever heard.
No, it's good.
Do you hear your things in your mouth all the time?
I tune myself out.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I play his secretary and I help him out because the bad guy comes and makes him take mm-hmm. a bunch of money and mm-hmm. holds his family hostage.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone thinks he's crazy. And then I do, but then I don't.
Do you find that? I'll tell you one thing I love about this show. I'm just going to jump in for 1 second. If everyone can hear Bruska feverishly writing things down with his marker. And then, of course, Damashek and I had the conversation about me having the same conversations with the same people over and over and over again. And really, my life could just be... I could have just been on this planet for 30 years
I
and got the
mic
same
off.
Amount.
I shut my mic off.
All right. We had this conversation exactly this
time. And we shall have it again tomorrow.
But I shut my mic off.
Really?
Yes.
Well, okay, shut your mic again and try it again. Let's try it.
All right.
You ready? All right. Touche. Take the lav off the pen. Maybe that's it. Maybe we shouldn't have mic'd up the pen before it came in.
Try now, Bruska.
All right, now try it. Wow. I don't know. Everything's off? All right.
Mine was on. Maybe it's mine.
All right. Well, then. Bruska, I'm sorry. It takes a big man to admit when he's wrong, and that's
I appreciate
me.
That.
Ace Carolla, big
hey,
man.
Hey, where's Jeff Ross?
Yeah, where is Jeff Ross?
Why didn't he stick around?
He's intimidated by you.
How many places... Yeah, I know.
You're a biggest star.
How many places is this show going right now?
10?
10 different cities.
10 cities?
And the surrounding areas.
My mother's house.
A lot of the west side.
Yeah.
Of the U.S.
And your mother's house?
Yeah.
My sister's listening in Canada right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're Canadian.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get back to Firewall for just one moment, could we please?
Yeah.
Harrison Ford with the earring. You find that creepy?
I find it endearing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think it's creepy when the older guy gets the stud in the right ear?
I think anything he does is okay by me.
He's a cool fella.
Is he good? Is he a cool customer?
Yeah.
You like him?
He's Harrison Ford for a reason.
I know, but...
The guy knows what he's doing.
But can you say something about him? Something controversial? Do you know what I mean? Do you ever see him
cuss
out anybody?
One time I was in the bathroom with him.
What did it sound like?
It was... There's a lot of ambient sound.
Yeah.
And,
what did it sound like?
Something happened.
Did it make a sound? Did you hear that?
But it sounded like heaven.
Oh, really?
I tried to say...
866-901-ADAM is the phone number. Mary Lynn... Rice Cubbett here from, from Chloe. Chloe on 24 Fox. Take a quick break. Dish more dirt on Harrison Ford after this.
For listening to the Adam Carolla Show, call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. 866-901-ADAM. Mary Lynn Rice Cub here. Stars as Chloe on 24.
Hi, how's it going?
Fox. Good. How you doing?
What are you doing?
Just hanging. Thanks for coming on.
Okay, thanks for having me.
I have some hypothetical questions for you in a second.
Okay.
But first, Sean?
Yeah.
You have a question for Mary?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I'm from Phoenix. I'm a freaking huge fan of the show.
Freaking, yes.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
And just calling to find out, I mean, the character that you play, Marianne, is that how you really are in real life? Because you kind of not very nice to people, and when I'm hearing you on the radio this morning, it's like, you sound normal. I'm just curious if that's how you, I mean, the character you play, I mean, like, how do you distinguish the difference between your character on the show and who you are?
First of all, I'm the most normal person that there is.
Really?
My name is Mary Lynn.
Right.
My mom named me that.
Right.
It's two words, Mary Lynn. Okay. I don't know why. My character on the show is not mean. She's a genius. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you try being really, really smart and then not having people listen to you or understand you.
I got to tell you, it's a burden.
It's hard.
It is.
Well, you do a really good job at it.
Thank you.
A lot of people I know kind of don't like your character, but I love you.
Awesome.
Right on.
There is no such thing as a free compliment, I've now learned. It all has to be
a little love, side. Love, hate, of, just be here now.
Just a little side of,
like,
yeah.
Is that a compliment for you when you hear someone say, oh man, people don't, oh, they don't like, I don't like your character. Like, is that, you know, it's one of those things where maybe you, were you trying to do that, or is it like they're paying attention, or is it like, do you get offended by that?
I kind of got over being offended by it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just grown a lot of calluses. Really,
well, you're doing your job. I mean, if your character is supposed to, well, your character isn't supposed to be hated, but what?
Yeah,
what,
okay, it hurts.
That's what I'm saying.
It hurts a lot.
You want to cry and make that fart sound?
And
that'd be awesome.
I don't understand why people don't like her because, you know,
yeah,
it's a part of me.
People always ask, people do that, how much like your character are you? It's probably a bad question. I think it's a bad question.
I used to think I was nothing like her, and then, mm-hmm. you know, I've been on the show 3 years, and she's kind of really socially awkward and mm-hmm. doesn't know how to deal with people very well, as a very short-tempered, and then I sort of realized more and more that I am kind of like that, so...
You know what would be awesome? It'd be awesome if you started doing a lot of drugs... And you got really delusional, and you talked yourself into thinking that you were a computer hacker for the NSA who played an actress during the day.
Mm.
That you actually flip-flopped your lives. And that this was, you being an actress, was merely a cover to keep going with your NSA computer hacking. Powerful.
Yeah.
You don't have to answer. You don't have to answer.
You are a little bit obsessed with, like, that kind of a thing. Like a fantasy drug world.
Yeah.
I am, too. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then they start crossing. Did you ever see, like, Art of the Insane?
No, but I'll do it if you want to get high after the show.
Okay.
Yeah, awesome. We do some mushrooms and go see it. You got one of those?
It might make me have to go to the bathroom.
What would that sound like?
If I do mushrooms. You know, this isn't going to be a good interview for my reel.
Oh, really? It's not going to go on your reel?
No.
Wow.
It's really unfair.
That is a slap in the face. That's an attack.
This on top of the put-downs of Harrison Ford earlier?
Yeah, I know.
Boy, I really bad-mouthed
him. Who don't you go after? Your regular Jeff Ross.
Yeah,
Queen of the roast over here.
Yeah, I know.
Naomi?
Yeah.
You have a question?
No, I just wanted to say that I absolutely love Chloe's character on 24.
See?
I think she's amazing.
Thank you.
And
beautiful and sexy.
Yes. And I love the way they're developing the character from something small to a much more important role.
Me too. It's the best character I've ever had. Been putting my nose to the grindstone in this damn town.
It's tough.
No, it's the best character I've ever had. And it is developing more.
Would you like to thank anyone for allowing you to act? That's important. You have to get permission to act. Yeah.
Thank you for letting me act.
Yes.
It means so much to me.
Yeah, speaking of acting, Sarah Silverman, a dear, dear friend of ours, says that when you found out that she was dating Jimmy Kimmel, you want to know what was wrong with her, why she couldn't do better.
I don't remember that at all.
I do remember that. What? I know you're speaking from the heart. I would probably have the
Where
same reaction.
Sarah?
Where? Hopefully she's listening and beat red right now. But how does that work? You found out she was dating. The guy hosts a national talk show.
That makes me miss her a lot.
Are you friends with Sarah Silverman?
I haven't talked to her in a long time. We used to be roommates.
Since
really?
Really?
Yeah,
really?
You
used to sing for me in the morning on one knee.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you guys live together?
On Larrabee and Sunset, right by Tower Records.
You lived?
Yeah, rock and roll.
I didn't need the address, but you lived here
yeah,
in town?
Yeah, we made grilled cheeses together.
Mm-hmm.
939 Palm.
Mm-hmm.
You can enter on Larrabee or Palm.
Wow. There,
now you know the address.
Nice.
There's a sculpture.
Right.
A sculptural element. The building is pink.
But you don't live there anymore.
It's a neon sculptural
obviously.
Element in the front.
You don't live there.
No.
No, that was back then. She was your roommate.
But one time when I lived there, I got a FedEx from a woman, like, wrongly mm-hmm. in front of my door, and mm-hmm. I took it up to her door, and she answered it in her bra, mm-hmm. and I felt like the first thing I thought was, like, why can't I be her?
Yeah.
Answering the door in my bra.
Liberating. Yeah.
But then I don't really want to be her. I don't know why I do that, though. I don't think you should answer the door in your bra. I think you should be fully dressed.
What would it sound like if she answered her bathroom door in her bra? What might that sound like? Well, that have a sound?
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
And then?
Something like that.
And then?
And then, yodelay hee.
No, that's not the sound.
Oh, okay, forgot.
So did you tell Sarah that she shouldn't date Jimmy Kimmel, or did you laugh at her for dating
Probably
Jimmy?
Probably both.
Probably both. Because your roommate you're looking out for.
Yeah.
And what's the problem with Jimmy? I mean, beside the obvious.
I think he's a wonderful man.
Right, but what's wrong with him?
I haven't talked to him for more than 20 seconds.
But
and
why,
I've never
why,
watched
why,
the show.
Why the rush? Well, that makes two of us. But why the rush to judgment? I mean, just because Sarah's talented and beautiful, you don't think she should be dating an ogre like Jimmy Kimmel?
I want to save her for the Prince of England.
Yeah.
Prince
so
Harry.
You don't think there's anyone good enough for Sarah Silverman?
No.
Certainly not Jimmy Kimmel.
Of course not.
And you've never hung out with the two of them together?
No, I don't know what happened. Something happened.
Yeah. Well, if
I
you
never,
hadn't before, you're not going
anymore.
To now. No.
Why not?
Because this is nothing short of an attack.
Me?
Yes.
Me again?
Yes, you again. And Jimmy is a man who holds a grudge. You'll not be accepted into his inner circle. That's it.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
I want to get in there.
You're out.
Give me something to get in there.
You can't get in.
Can I try?
No. And listen, there was a window, but he's drawn the blinds. We can't see you. We can't even see you gasping for air out in the atmosphere.
I want to watch his show.
Yeah, why don't you?
I don't know. I stopped watching TV.
Oh, don't give me that.
One of these. Yeah,
what
one
do
of
you
those.
Do?
Well,
yes,
no,
you
don't
read
even
the New
start.
Yorker and pass judgment on the rest
read.
Of us, don't you?
I don't even
read. Oh, you don't read?
Sudoku.
What do you do?
Inner reflecting. That's about it.
Do you not have a television?
I just got one.
You just got one?
Yeah.
What do you do, without TiVo, without television?
Inner reflecting. I used to TiVo Being Bobby Brown. That was the only show I watched.
Such a good show.
Yeah.
And I watched it one after another, and then I was like, and I had to stop watching it.
So you tore yourself away. Are you single? You got a man? Who are you seeing? Harrison?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I figured. That's why I defended him. Look, we got to set you up with someone, and we got to get you a TV. We'll set you up with Paul, the king of big screens.
So?
I don't think
you really will.
Things. Yeah. Yeah, you need a television and you need a
Could
man.
I have a beer, too?
Yeah.
And maybe a new pair of jeans?
I'll get you anything you want. It'll be like I'm bringing you into this country from Vietnam.
Could
It'll
I go
awesome.
To a park one time, too?
No.
Obviously, Tad's looking for love. I don't know.
Tad is looking for love. What do you think of Big Tad?
Right behind you.
I'm in love with him a little bit.
Yeah, he's cute, right?
I like his facial hair.
I want to. That brings me to the hypothetical question, which is, I have a few hypothetical questions, but there was one I thought of many years ago that I always thought was one of the best. And men answer it differently than women, so we'll ask you, and we'll ask Rachel as well. But speaking of Big Tad, everybody picture the least attractive person they work with. All right. Sorry, Tad, you're just in the room, and, well, you know what I'm saying. All right, wherever, even if there's nobody that's unattractive on the set of 24, but there's probably some teamster or some grip who's, you know, got a nice gut and a hairy back and back knee and all that stuff. Or maybe his personality, or maybe he's a racist with a hairy back. And you just hate this person. You're physically repulsed by this person, all right? You have the person, Mary? You thinking of that person? Maybe it's someone you worked with back in the day.
Okay.
Got that person in mind?
Okay.
Are you still picturing Big Tad, or have you picked a new person?
No, she's picked Jimmy Kimmel.
You picked Kimmel?
I'm not even saying anything.
Too late. You got the person pictured?
Yeah.
All right, Rachel, I want you to do it, too.
All right.
All right, now here's the hypothetical.
Does that mean you're not supposed to answer?
No, it means you have to answer, but it's not going to necessarily happen. Okay.
But I'm an atheist.
You, just listen here. We're going to do mushrooms and watch a DVD later. First we get through this. You either have to have sex with that person, One time. One time. One encounter. One sexual encounter with that person. All right. But don't say anything yet. And after that, it is erased. It's erased from his memory. It's erased from your memory. But you actually have to have that physical encounter with the person one time. Or you don't have that physical encounter with the person, yet everyone, including him, knows you did. It's in their mind. You can't talk them out of it. There's no talking them out of
it. So either you do it and then nobody knows.
It is erased.
Or you don't do it.
And there's no talking anyone out of it. And for someone like Rachel, every day you show up, and I'm assuming you either quit or commit suicide shortly thereafter.
Oh, that's on the horizon like in a week.
Right. Every day you showed up, whatever you were talking about, we'd just be looking at you like, well, still got to stink a big tad on you.
Door number one.
You go, you actually?
Yep.
I love you. That is a woman. That is a brassy, ballsy woman. I like that.
What was number one again?
Number one is urine. You don't know this? You have to get back into the bathroom again? No, Rachel's saying she's going to belly up to the bar. She's going to take one for the team and get it over with. And a lot of women say, oh, no, never. I have myself to look in the mirror. Yes, years and years.
I want everybody to know.
What would you? You'd go number two.
I would go number two.
You would? What would that sound like?
I don't go number two. And I would want everybody to know.
You would. So yeah. So the greasiest...
'Cause God don't make no junk.
The greasiest...
I don't know why you gotta be mean all the time. Like, that's so funny.
The greasiest, ugliest teamster on the set of 24 you would sleep with and have everyone on that
Grease
set.
Grease it up. Stink it up.
Everybody on that set.
Put
thinks,
it on me.
Thinks he his sweaty,
Wrap it around
disgusting
me.
Body was on
Spread
top of you.
Spread it all over me.
Laughing.
You know what?
Kiefer Sutherland laughing heartily with your co-stars about it every day.
Laugh it up.
You're not doing it.
No, I am doing it.
You're
well, by
have
not
the
doing
sex?
It.
Oh, or not yeah. have the sex.
I'm really confused.
Do you have sex with him or not?
Yes, of course.
You do. All right. And now it's erased like an Etch-a-Sketch.
No, the other thing.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to cut my losses and move on and assume that you'd have sex with the Teamster. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just don't understand the premise. I don't agree with it.
You don't agree with the hypothetical?
Yeah, that's why I'm being so weird. Like, I don't get the question because I'm still back at the premise.
Let me tell you something, Missy. You were weird a good long time before the hypothetical came up.
Ugliest, greasiest.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You cannot take umbrage with the hypothetical question because it's hypothetical.
You already said umbrage today, and I take umbrage with the hypothetical.
Wow. Did I say umbrage?
Perhaps.
When was it? When was it? Okay.
I like it, though. It sounds good.
All right. I was this close to plugging your show, and then you started cramping
oh,
lies.
Oh, no.
All right. Everybody needs to... what is this note, Bruska? Oh, news and sports next.
Yeah, news
yes.
and sports next, and I want to thank Mary for being here.
Mary, wonderful job. Except for the hypothetical part.
Did I screw up?
No, you didn't screw up at
all. You're fine.
We just got a bunch of business to take care of.
All right.
I do, too.
All right, Prescott. Shouldn't you be making noise with your marks a lot over there and telling us that Chuck Norris was a black belt? She stars as Chloe in 24 on Fox, everybody. Monday nights, 9 o'clock. Thank you very much for coming in. We'll be right back with news and sports after this.
You're listening to Adam Carolla Show. Call him now. Now at 866-901-ADAM.
I'm slowly falling in love with that man. I hope we got his phone number. Big Dad, you could track him down, though. I'm guessing.
I'll try.
Thanks, Big Tad. I'm going to put Big Tad on a scale a little bit later. We're going to try to figure out. The deal is Big Tad has not had any sex in over 2 years, and obviously weight is the key issue. You lose the weight, you get laid, you do the math. So let's just work on that, Tad.
Okay.
Ironically, you lose the weight, you lose your job because you're no longer Big Tad.
But I'll be big and buff.
You're just unfunny, Tad.
Oh.
Okay. So we will bring the scale in a couple of few and check that out. But first, Rachel Perry. With the news and her new theme. Yeah. And Herb Alpert.
In the headlines, the two teenage murder suspects who escaped from a jail in Phenix City, Alabama after stabbing a guard were captured in a motel in Columbus, Georgia today. The 63rd annual Golden Globes took place last night. Brokeback Mountain, big winner, four awards. Former child actor Joe Pichler from movies like the Beethoven series, The Fan, and Varsity Blues has gone missing and may have committed suicide. Always sounds good with that Tijuana brass in the background.
You really need gone before missing. They could really just say he's missing. I'm not blaming you, Rachel, but they do that. He's gone. He's gone lame. He's gone. I don't need gone. He's missing. I'm done. It's like engaged to be married. Engaged. Done. Just trying to streamline life. That's all.
Yeah, I was redundant there.
Yeah, he's gone.
Sorry about that.
He's a child actor.
Has missing and may have committed suicide.
Thank you. He's missing. Okay.
Has
keep an
missing.
Eye out for him. Brusca says he's a black belt. We gotta look him up because I can't picture the dude.
The oldest inmate. You want to talk more about that?
Yeah, no. I'm curious though. If you're missing and you're depressed, you may have committed suicide. But if you're missing and you're not depressed, you were probably abducted. Is that how it goes? You know what I mean? Like, we're assuming it says, well, he may have committed suicide. Why would you assume? Like, look, if I ever go missing or come missing or whatever I do, if I go missing, don't assume I committed suicide. I want you to go out and look for me.
We'll assume it was autoerotic
asphyxiation
related,
in the woods.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm hanging from a tree on Mount Pinos. Somebody, please. Yeah, well, I'm saying if I go missing, start getting the money together for my ransom. I'm somewhere. I didn't commit suicide. Sorry, go ahead.
If you ever have missing, we'll look for you.
If I be missing, come look for me.
Okay.
All right.
The oldest inmate on death row in California sent to the suite hereafter this morning, minutes after turning 76. The chick who placed 10th the year Ruben Studdard won American Idol cut a deal with prosecutors in Connecticut to get out of drug and alcohol charges after failing a sobriety test and having pot pipes, marijuana, and cocaine in her possession last month.
So sad. 1 minute, you're coming in 10th on a National Amateur Hour karaoke show, and now this. Wow. Talk about a fall from grace.
We've been talking all morning about New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagins, and he just said so many wonderful things yesterday, uplifting, spirited, to the people of New Orleans about Martin Luther King Day, and this is the future of New Orleans as he sees it.
We as black people, it's time. It's time for us to come together. It's time for us to rebuild a New Orleans, the one that should be a chocolate New Orleans.
That's right.
And I don't care what people are saying, uptown
That's
or
right.
wherever they are.
That's right.
This city will be chocolate at the end of the day.
Awesome. Awesome.
This city will be a majority African American city. It's the way God wants it to be.
Lord,
you can't have New Orleans no other way. It wouldn't be New Orleans.
It's hard to argue with this the way God wants it to be. You know, it's funny too. It's like black people, we need to come together and rebuild this city. Now, why'd he build us a levee? Come on, get your ass in here, Whitey. Build us a levee, and then pack your white ass up and get the hell out of town.
Hey, not to be a creep or anything, I corrected Damashek earlier, but I have to correct you. It's Ray Nagin, not Nagins.
Nagin?
Yeah, Nagin.
Yeah.
This shows how much I know.
Yeah.
You feel like a big shot?
No,
I don't.
You
feel good about yourself putting
everybody
down?
Everyone jumps on my case about, you know, Chuck Norris being a black belt, but, you know, other people make mistakes. And
yeah. Way to ruin my credibility. You could have just let that pass.
There's a lot of people out
you
there saying
just let
it's
that
not
go.
Nagins.
Black belts, we got to come together.
You're right.
We got to rebuild this dojo.
I'm just saying there's a lot of people out there.
Hey, I never claimed to be smart.
No. It's not,
she's
I'm not
from Canada.
You.
I don't know how
we're
to
lucky
read.
Lucky she knows Bush.
I don't know how to read.
All right.
It's fine. I just want to
look, here's,
clarify.
There's two good things about Ray Nagin.
Nagin.
He will be, first off, he'll be reelected in a landslide, which is awesome. And next thing, I couldn't be happier about it. I hope this guy goes on for 1,000 years and holds a press conference every day. I'm looking forward to his fireside chat.
I felt like there was more than one of him. I was pluralizing him.
I would like us to have Martin Luther King Day 5 times a year, but only if he'll make a speech. This is awesome.
It would be great in the news if there was more than
I'm
one
delighted.
Ray Nagin.
Wants to keep a chocolate. That is awesome.
Go ahead.
All right.
And
you know, you did your list about pizza toppings?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I did.
Yeah.
To much fanfare.
Yeah.
The number one was mushroom, correct. I believe.
Correct.
Highly suspect. Mm-hmm. Highly, highly suspect. Well, Dr.
You're not in a position to judge. Read the news.
Dr. Alan Hirsch, I don't know, I didn't realize that there was a smell and taste treatment and research foundation in Chicago, but there is.
Mm-hmm.
Along with Domino's Pizza, they did a study to find out what kind of people order what kind of toppings on their pizza.
Mm.
Interested at all?
I am.
Of course.
I am.
Of course.
Stupid people order pepperoni and thick crust. I know that.
I guarantee you pepperoni's number one. There's no doubt.
Well, yeah, it wasn't a list like that. It wasn't a numbering. It wasn't, you know, playing favorites or anything. It was just saying the kind of people.
All right.
It's just a judgmental sort of list.
Okay.
People get only pepperoni, irritable, argumentative procrastinators, flaky at work and at home.
Couldn't agree more.
One vegetable or mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
You're empathetic, understanding, easygoing, well-adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good parent, or you will be once you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Non-traditional toppings, pineapple, beach nuts, etc.
Super beach high. Nuts. Beach nuts. Beach nut is an option for pizza
topping?
You know
what's good on a pizza, though? I'm going to tell you right now, a walnut.
Ugh.
Walnut and avocado.
No. Oh, dear Lord.
That's not pizza
with
any
chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And sun-dried tomatoes.
Yeah, that's not
just
a pizza.
Just try it.
Come up
just
with
wow.
a new name
it.
For whatever that I'll, concoction is. That's not pizza.
I'll thank you not to key my car on your way out, Rachel.
Well, that means I'm aggressive, achievement-oriented, and a natural leader.
Hold on. Beach nut? What the?
Never heard of it.
What the hell kind of, it has to be within the realm of pizza toppings if you're going to do this study. You can't put car tire on there, right? I mean, the kind of guy that likes a trash compactor on his pizza, well, that guy's aggressive and he's irritable. Don't you have to just choose from the top five or the top 10 of pizza toppings?
I like to think that this is in America, people like myself come to this country because of the freedom of choice of what they want in their pizza.
Yeah.
No longer relegated to ordinary pizza.
Well, wait
toppings.
A second. You like, okay, I'm almost in a weird way, just because I'm such a nut lover, I can sort of marginally get down with the walnut, as bizarre as it sounds. But the avocado.
I'm telling you.
Avocado seems like it would get hot and it would get weird and brown.
You could put it on after.
After?
Yeah. It's
I'll
good for you.
It. I'll try.
I champion the avocado as something that's good for you.
Well, now that this study's been completed, it's no question a valuable study. But
oh,
now
sure,
let's
the beach nut.
Let's really now focus on cancer.
Right.
Hey, who's a meat lover, by the way?
You're talking
this dude.
If you mean a euphemism for gay, you're talking about the ace man.
Exactly.
If you're talking about the pizza, I'm out.
And what that means is that you're dramatic, seductive, and extroverted. You know what? I would say that pretty much sums you up.
Really?
Dramatic, seductive, and extroverted.
Oh, I'm a drama
you
queen.
You thrive as the center of attention.
That's me.
But also fashionable and well-groomed.
Well, I think that's
that
where we part ways, yeah.
Trying to...
So we have...
Pizza just won the Ask His Rodeo.
The toppings were pepperoni, meat, and beach nut? what was it? Oh, there was vegetable. Was it
Yeah,
there,
well,
right?
Also, it was like pepperoni only, one vegetable, non-traditional, meat lovers, and then I didn't get to the veggie lovers because I didn't think you care.
I know people give me a certain amount of crap for this, but I do, on occasion, enjoy the Hawaiian-style pizza.
Oh, no.
I do like the pineapple and the Canadian bacon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked and disappointed. I'm shocked and disappointed.
It takes a big man to admit that. Huge man, and I'm that man.
That's the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
NBA last night. Kobe scores 37. The Lakers beat Shaq Fu and company here in L.A. Clippers beat Utah. They've won three in a row. Golden State comes out on top of Seattle. NHL, Phoenix and Anaheim, losers. San Jose, winners. New York Jets have their new head coach. He's New England's old defensive coordinator, Eric Mangini. Bad start to championship week for the Seahawks. Their starting right tackle, Sean Locklear, arrested yesterday for allegedly choking his girlfriend.
Wow.
Uh,
back to this Lakers Heat game. You know, Shaq Fu, Kobe versus Shaq Fu, you know, always gets a lot of attention. Bill Russell, NBA legend.
Yes.
He called for peace. He said, that's true.
Really?
Martin Luther King Day, he said, the time for peace has arrived. I want you two to play nice, shake hands, be pleasant with one another, set an example. So they did so. The game opened with the two of them hugging.
Really?
Yeah. Shaking hands. It was nice.
I like Bill Russell because he's 7 foot two, but he's 100 years old, and he's now bent into the shape of a pretzel. He really, he walks. I've seen him in the airport. When you're 7 foot two, you have to walk bent, hunched over all the time because doorways are all 6 foot eight.
I was just saying that about the new Bachelor.
Slumped over.
Yeah, he's one of those two tall guys that, like, tries to make himself shorter.
Well, that's the thing. If you are surrounded by 25 chicks that average 5'4", and you're 6'4", you have to either take a knee or you have to sort of bend over all the time. And if you're over 6'8", and you're walking around, you're going to get brain damage because you're going to whack in every door jam and every ceiling fan in America. So you just bend over. It's like when I was in Nam. Vietnam. He didn't walk up. He didn't walk leaned backwards. He didn't stand up and stretch out above your foxhole. You ran serpentine and you kept your head low. Oh, Nam?
Yeah.
I don't like to talk
when
about
I say it.
It.
You know what I mean?
I don't like to talk about it. I was in country. I don't like to talk about it.
All right.
Did they put that bag over your face with the mice in it?
As a torture?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got caught in a Burmese tiger trap
How
when I was in country.
Happened?
Well, I didn't want
to
say,
what do you think happened to my hair?
The thing that was interesting, so back to Shaq Fu and Kobe, it was a hard-fought game. Lakers came out on top, as I mentioned. After the game, even then, you could hear it was a new Shaq. It was a new day when he spoke with the media.
Heck, it was fun to see the fellas again. You know, we tried hard, but darn it, they were just a smidge better tonight. We'll keep our shoulder to the wheel, and we'll go get him next time.
Wow.
See?
He sounds different on the radio.
Yeah.
I guess you have to see him to really have that. I guess you're in a way your mind does the math when you see the huge brother talking.
Perky.
Yeah, it sounds perky. Sounds
Different. Well, I think maybe that's the effect of Bill Russell. He said, you know,
try to set
a nice example. I don't know. But, and then also the other
I wasn't
big
sped
story,
up or anything?
No.
No, it just sounds different.
Huh. No. And, you know, the Seahawks, you know, now a lot of questions if their right tackle, Sean Locklear, is going to be eligible to even play in the game. You know, he's in trouble with Johnny Law.
Well, he's a big man, too,
but
right?
I guess apparently, you know, the media caught up with his teammate, cornerback Marcus Trufant.
And
apparently
Marcus,
this is not the first time that Sean's had some trouble. Here he is.
That Sean is a grade-A scamp. He's always getting himself into something. Boy, howdy, when I see him, I'm going to tell him a thing or two.
Wow.
Marcus Trufant.
I've heard him interviewed, too, and he didn't just... Wow. Cornerback.
Yeah.
Not a punter.
No.
Plays corner.
Yeah, Marcus Trufant. Speedster.
Speedburner.
Yeah, top draft pick out of Washington State a couple of years back.
Then not a kicker or punter, doesn't do the long snaps or anything.
No.
Corner.
Defensive back, yeah.
Corner.
Speed position, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah,
hmm.
Need some moxie to be out there on the island.
A lot of bravado,
yeah. Yeah, right.
Skill position player.
You could hear that, some of that underneath there, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let me hear that one more time, because I'm not syncing it up.
Marcus Trufant.
Huh. Thank you for letting me act.
Uh-oh.
That Sean is a grade-A scamp. He's always getting himself into something. Boy, howdy, when I see him, I'm going to tell him a thing or two.
Wow. Yeah, just he doesn't sound fast. Yeah. I don't know how else to say it. All right. Wow.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All right. We will take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll bring Big Tad in here. Throw him on the scale and see if we can't focus on a little reduction. Plus,
hopefully trying to get Taryn out of her meeting.
Super
to,
smoking hot sales girl, Taryn.
To join us because both Tad and Mike are trying to get dates with this young lady.
All right.
But she might not chill up. We'll see what happens.
Beach nut.
She actually has to work, so we're trying to get her away from work.
All right. We're going to find out what a beach nut is, and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM, and you will be answered and you will be properly taken care of.
Yes, you will. All right. a little bit of time. A lot of business left. First off, Big Tad, we're going to get on a scale. Tad's got to lose a few pounds. Tad, I'm going to need you get in your underpants, please.
What?
No.
No, nothing.
It's the only way
to make it accurate.
The horror.
Listen, you're from you're from the land of the moose. You've seen this before, believe you me.
The land of the moose.
Get in those underpants, would you please, Tad? Shirt off, yes.
No.
It'd be nice. It'd be nice.
This is some way to end the show.
All right, let me see. If I'm going to have to see this, I want a good look.
All right. So, Big Tad, what is it, Tuesday morning?
Tuesday morning.
I'm giving you until this time Friday to lose. What do you think is fair?
Six or 7 pounds.
6 and 4?
A big guy should be able to lose 10
you,
you in 4 days.
Crap out 10 pounds in the next 10 minutes.
That's quite
easily.
10 pounds is what he should be able to lose.
He's going to go get a colonic or something.
If you could just go drop one of those Pine Mountain logs in the toilet right now and be 12 pounds lighter.
I can't sanction this. This is unhealthy.
All right, probably Big Tad.
It's all water.
Get on. Now, Big Tad, you're going to get on the scale. Do we have a scale that goes high enough for Big Tad?
We're hoping. We had two scales. One was broken. This one, one I think maxes out around 330. So I'm saying that it probably will not
hold.
You
better hope this works. Otherwise, you're going to be freezing down at the truck stop in Baker because that's our next scale move. All right. Big Tad on the scale. It says hair.
I think he's maxing.
Mercy. Right. Mercy.
So you get nothing. We get nothing out of your weight. We don't get it. All right. That's good radio, everybody.
It's nice to know, though, that that God sculpture called Tad comes with back hair.
Turn around.
Oh, ladies love
and
tattoos.
You know,
wonderful.
I would say there's not that much, but maybe it's just spread out.
It is.
Yes.
Now, if that was on a normal size guy, it'd look like a badger. But on Big Tad, it's like when you go to Wyoming and you go, oh, there's not too many people here. But if you put them in the size of a city like North Hollywood, it would seem very congested. That's how it is with a Big Tad in the back here. All right, so we have no scale, even though I made the decree over and over again at the meeting yesterday. We need a scale that works.
I know. Here's a story. We'll
tall
bring in
order,
a scale.
I agree.
No, well,
you got to leave the country to get a scale. You can't find one of those here.
It's pretty hard.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's
the
deal.
It's a bizarre choice. It's as kooky as beach nuts on a pizza, really, as finding an accurate scale.
Tomorrow morning, I think we should get him on right away, and we will definitely have a scale that holds him. And then, but he still should have to lose like 10 pounds or something till Friday.
10 pounds in 2 days? That's dangerous.
All right, you're right.
All right. Well, just admit
we'll
you failed, and let's move on.
I did not fail.
All right. But would you say you've earned...
There was another scale that we got that definitely would have held Tad's weight, hefty weight.
But...
And you know what's going to happen. What's coming.
Would
but
you say...
The problem is it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to call anyone else out in the show. I take full responsibility.
It takes a big man, especially when it's your fault, to claim responsibility for something. But it's a good thing. It's a good ploy. Whenever you are solely responsible for something, he goes, I'm not going to mention any other names. I'm going to take the blame.
You take the good with the bad, though.
Right.
He takes full responsibility for coming up with the information that Chaz Norris is a black belt.
Yes, would you say?
And I take full responsibility for Damashek not getting Jerry Rice on the phone yesterday. As
well.
Wow.
Wow. All right.
A lot of
mic off.
The good news is super foxy sales girl, Taryn, is in studio.
Hello. I want to say thank you for bringing me in so I can see the adorable Tad half naked.
I want to say thank you for having such a beautiful ass.
Yes.
I don't want to sound like a pig, but oh my God. I got to say.
Yes.
When you came in here in those tight black pants last week, I was like, gentlemen, we have a winner. What a body.
Oh, that was Brittany.
And
Okay.
I'm talking about you. And here's the thing, too. You see these commercials for workouts and diets and fitness, this and that. You are either cut like Taryn is or you're not. And most mortals aren't, but you have a great cut. You have that great combination of you're not hippie, but yet there's something to grab onto, but it's not wide. There's depth to it, but it's not wide. You know, it's like you have a good latitude, not too much longitude.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
Yes,
yeah.
Well, thank you.
Stand up, please. Let's just get a quick Just a quick glimpse at that.
You're
just
serious?
A refresher.
Okay.
Yeah,
please,
you know,
indulge us.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah. Now, to be fair, Big Tad did get naked, so.
Nice.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. And here's the whole thing. Mike, our booker,
Power
Mike
booker.
August, Power Booker, Mike August. And I mean, let me tell you, it reads like a who's who when it comes in here. The Ron Popeil,
Ron
Jeff Ross,
Jimmy
I mean, the
Kimmel
names.
Would kill to get in a room.
Jimmy
with
Kimmel,
Ron
Phoner. I mean,
Adam
it's,
tosses him away.
Oh,
like
I mean,
just,
you just, know? You just don't get better. I've said it once, I'll say it again. Nobody books a better show from within the building than Mike August. Nobody. When you're talking about getting people from down
Taryn.
The hall
he
into the studio,
we got
Taryn.
Out of a sales meeting.
Awesome.
Baby. I went to management. I had her pull.
He is. Speaking of polling, this is what he does every night feverishly. He has not been with a
yes.
woman for
oh,
4 years, and I would suggest that you're too much woman for him to reacquaint himself with the feminine side with.
He thinks otherwise.
You would break him. I say there needs
How
to be a stepping stone.
How dare you?
I say you need to hook up with a chick who's a little bit of an in-between, because I think Taryn would break
Have
him.
Have you forgotten my track record? I got a 10 from Britney last week. You're dating Jay Leno on the weekends. I'm out with Super Fox Britney.
How dare you attack my new lover.
I'm competing against the entire NBA, and now I understand the NFL. I'm out here in the jungle, okay? Lynette picked you out and took you in years ago. I'm out here fighting every day.
NF, NHL. Listen, if
I'm up for any challenge.
Starts with an N and ends with an L. Brittany has dated. That's her new
Brittany thing. Sprinting into the parking lot this morning, holding her breasts in.
Mm.
Shaq was in town last night, so
oh.
you do the math.
Oh, I'm going
to
use that
no
later.
To impress a lady.
All right, all right. Here's the thing. Now
I'm shot out of
now we're out of time. Taryn, would you go out? Would you go on a date with the very desperate Mike August?
Well, you know what? You're right. I might break him, but I'll give him an opportunity to
really?
Prove himself.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's
all I
ask.
That's all I ask is for a chance.
I would
all.
Treat you like a rental car, baby. Throw you right in reverse when I was rolling forward. Just to
this
see if you could take it.
Another trial.
Just to see if you didn't leak any tranny fluid. All right. Well, I'm leaking fluid of my own. I got to go. I want to thank Steve-O. The great sober Steve-O for calling in. Jeff Ross, King of the Roast. Marilyn Rice Cub for calling in. Actually, coming in. Would have been nicer if she called
You're
in.
You're welcome.
Ozzy, the great Oswaldo for doing his movie review. Watch 24 Monday nights, 9 o'clock. Jeff Ross, big show. Steve-O, forget about him.
Tomorrow.
Big Tad, God love you. Tomorrow, Carson Daly, Seth Green. Oh, cavalcade. All right, so until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying... Mahalo.